I agree with Shakur. Shakur spoke to Marcos Villegas from Fight Hub yesterday after the face-off. Shout out to Marcos. And Shakur pointed out, he's like, yeah, that shit was whack. He didn't take off his glasses. I'm trying to...
Purpose, though. It was on purpose.
I didn't like
that. If you're doing a face-off, somebody want to look in your eyes. That's the whole point of the face-off. Like, I think he did it on purpose. But it matches his fit, so he
gets it. He's funny for that.
No, it do.
Yeah, but why couldn't he do what Canelo did?
No, that's what some people do, because it shows you're more tough. If you're a badass. If you walk up to somebody and got your guy, you'd be like...
But he didn't do that. Canelo did that.
But this shows arrogance. Like, dog, you can't see me. This John Cena, baby. You can't see me. I'm not... This disrespect. You're not getting a look in my eyes.
That is, in a way, disrespect.
Yeah!
Were you surprised? I was surprised. I spoke to both very, very much.
To both or both?
Ooh. Both men, Shakur and Oscar Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was surprised by that size difference. It was a noticeable size difference by Shakur.
Yeah, he's taller. He's the bigger man for sure. For sure, he's the bigger man. Everybody is picking him. Like, all in the comment section, you know. Very few people are not picking Valdez.
No, I mean, you want me to tell you who's picking Valdez?
Who?
The Mexicans.
Hmm. Any famous Mexicans yet?
Canelo.
Really?
Hey, Canelo.
Yo, speaking of Canelo, didn't Shakur, I swear, some of these guys, yo, and I love Punch. That's my man, Del Mio. But what's up with y'all? Like, why are people chasing views? Like, Shakur said, if Canelo was my size, I'd beat him. He didn't say, I can beat Canelo. Like, people run with anything these days for attention, I guess, for views or money, I don't know. But, like, why do that to that young man? And this is what Jermell said on the Brian Custard interview. It's like, I don't do anything. Because I got 15 months, I don't do anything. Because people change my words. They coerce my words. And it's like, that's what's happening right here. But he's clearly saying, if Canelo was my weight, he didn't say, I'll whoop Canelo ass, I'll beat Canelo ass.
Right. He's saying if Canelo was fighting 45 pounds lighter.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Yo, they said my man on coke, he's doing heroin, he got the black magic, the blue magic, all the crazy shit. Just because he said that. Boxing is terrible. But I love it because of this drama. I tell you, there's always something to talk about. Always some crazy shit. And there's some more. I'm telling you, I woke up this morning. There's just so much happening. I've been getting a lot of DMs and stuff. We can take that down. I've been getting a lot of DMs and a lot of news is happening out here. And I was going to try and extend the show in the sense of adding more topics, but obviously today is Thursday and we got the flagship, so we'll just save all those for this afternoon. We are supposed to have Kenneth Sims Jr. Did you make contact? No answer? Sleepy time?
No answer, but I mean, I texted about an hour ago, so I know that their house is maybe 10 minutes from here.
All right, we also going to have Jeff Mayweather at 8, so I hope Kenneth is on time.
Okay.
Let me double check with my guy on Jeff, because I gotta get him an Uber. His car is not in the shop right now.
Alrighty, yeah, no, Kenneth Sims obviously coming off career best win last year. He fought on Christmas Day, came out with the victory, but also obviously the big fight that he had to me is the career best was Elvis Rodriguez. Elvis Rodriguez last year won me some nice money. That was on the Josh Taylor Jose Ramirez card, right, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so obviously a contender at 140 pounds. I've seen him get some work in out here in Vegas. He's looking sharp. So we should have Kenneth Sims in studio at 7 a.m. Pacific.
Right,
7 a.m. Pacific.
Which is what, 9 for them? No, 10.
10 on the East Coast. 10 a.m. Eastern time, so.
What else happened yesterday? So, I don't... said, yeah, I'm avoiding these dudes. Ain't that what he posted? When he signed the contract?
Right, yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah. And he's sparring with Ryan. Used to, at least.
Right.
That's a big, fast guy. You know, obviously not technically as skilled as Shakur. Obviously not a southpaw like Shakur, but good work is good work.
Do you believe that there is work that Oscar can get to emulate?
No. See, I don't want to sit here and try to give Oscar, like, the benefit of the doubt. That's not what I'm doing. Like, I'm not trying to give people reasons why I think he can win because I don't see them. He's too wide. Shakur straight up, just too technically sound. He's too down the middle. He's straight punches. You know, he's gonna beat Valdez to the punch every time, either by jab or 1-2, because Valdez is here. He's putting his whole might and life into it. Like, he punches with his soul, man. Like, that shit. Look at that shot here, Burchell with, and look at him on the heavy bag. He just posted some heavy bag, like, man, he about to get bodied. If he don't get bodied,
cut is shorter. That right here ain't like this. Oh, get the fuck out of here, bro. Shakur's gonna beat bop his ass. It's not gonna work.
Do you believe that Shakur fights Oscar in a similar, obviously styles
to Nakatilia?
No, in a similar way that he fought Jamel. Come forward.
After a few rounds, he's gonna fill him out. He's gonna wear him out. He's gonna outclass him. This dude is too wide. Shakur's going to pick him apart for 3, 4, 5, 6 rounds until he feels confident. Then he's going to walk him down. I'm sure he'll walk him down. He's too wide. Like, you could, like, if even in a high guard, that's what Floyd used to do that. When fighters were wide, he'll go on a high guard and just start walking you down. As soon as you shoot, he'll catch, counter your ass with the straight right because you're too wide. You're too wide. All this, look, let me put some volume. None of that shit don't matter. You all that shit is because you putting your whole might into it. And you know what happens when you get countered, putting your whole might into it. You driving your own force into that punch. I don't know. We could take that down, but
yeah, I don't know, man. Especially because I'm one to always say, and you know this, I'm one to always say, boxing is a business that, and a sport that it's all about what have you done for me lately.
Well, lately he knocked somebody out, didn't he?
Who?
Valdez.
No, he went the distance with Concio and
I mean that dude's an Olympian, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
didn't he win gold for Brazil?
He ain't no Shakur Stevenson.
Did he win gold for Brazil?
I don't know if he won gold.
I thought he
could have won gold, that medal you got right there, whatever. It don't matter. He is not Shakur Stevenson and he struggled.
This guy is super.
That fight was September. Mm-hmm. The next month Shakur fought. Bro, I spend a decent amount of time in camp with Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
The way he fought that fight, I was impressed.
Which fight? Herring?
Yes, I was impressed.
Yeah, but, you know, shout out to Herring. He turned his life and career around.
Absolutely.
But we seen Herring. I've watched his first two losses.
I was in person when he lost to Memphis.
I'll say I watched his first two losses, and losses don't define you, and they don't mean that just because you lost you're not good, but there is a blueprint. We can see how to beat you now. And based off that and the skills of Shakur, you just knew what was going to happen. And it happened. You know, Shakur's not in a 50-50 fight anytime soon. You know, he's going to have to fight Tank. He's going to have to fight Devin. He's going to have to fight.
What about Loma?
And no one thought Colbert was a 50-50. And now they really don't since he lost.
What about Lomachenko? I like that fight. And to me, I think
it's a doable fight. And I think people might believe that's a 50-50 fight. I think they might. I think there'll still be a enough people out there that believe in Loma. But it all depends on how good Shakur looks. If he bodies Valdez the way that I think, you know, people will just understand that it's his time. It's his time. You know, everybody got their time. It's like the seasons, you know. Right now, it's the Shakur season.
See, and I really thought that the fight with Shakur and Jermell was going to be a tougher fight, especially seeing Jermell.
Really?
Yeah, especially seeing Jermell. I thought it was going to be competitive. I thought he would win a few rounds.
Let me tell you, he exceeded my expectations because I bet the decision.
Shakur exceeded my expectations, but I'm saying
he knocked him out.
I'm saying Jermell was coming off his career best win against Carl Frampton.
Mm-hmm.
The way he beat Carl surprised me.
Bruh, but he beat like a 38-year-old Carl.
I hear you, but the way...
And Carl started his career like 115 or 118 or 122.
I hear you. The way he beat him is all I'm saying surprised me. Just the same way Shakur, the way he beat
him.
Yeah.
He did get a knockout. And he got a knockout. He got a stoppage.
Yeah,
he stopped
him. He batted him. So that's all I'm saying. But to me, Shakur just... And people in the chat may say, oh, he's being biased. You know, that's... I mean, I'm not saying that's my close friend and nothing like that, but obviously it's no secret that I get to spend a lot of time in camp with him. So we do have a rapport, but, bro, he's just different to me. He's different. You know, to me, those guys give him a tough fight, the Lomas, the Tanks, the Devins. Fights at 35.
Back up. Unless that's the fucking gym next door, because I feel like I'm hearing your chair hit the table.
No,
that's...
Yeah, that's the gym next door.
Damn, bruh. They about to see this heavyweight. I be hearing them throw fucking, what's that shit they do? They like medicine balls.
Oh,
they be,
yeah.
They loud over there.
When we start coming here, we used to think the gym was 24 hours because it seems like there was always somebody
in
there.
No, it is basically 24 hours. Them dudes is in there, man. Yeah. I can't wait to make the full-blown move. I'm dying to work out. I have no time right now with the back and forth and planning and fuck, man. Now I got to drive these dogs out here. It's just trash.
I mean, you don't have to.
I mean, I can't find nobody to do it for $2,000, so I got to fucking drive them. I'm not paying $3,000. That's a lot. And on top of that, then I got to pay for the cars to come over here. I got to pay for the house. I got to pay for the furniture. It's like a lot, man. So I got to bite the bullet. Got to bite the bullet. Speaking of Valdez, man, let me get a screenshot. This is a very, like, he's pretty big, man.
Who, Oscar?
Yeah. Or Canelo's super small, which would make it even crazier then.
I don't know. You see how close in height they look?
Yeah.
I got a picture with Wilder where it looks like I'm Oscar and he's Canelo.
What?
I promise you, I got a picture with him like that.
Now you got to find it, bro.
You
and Oscar, I mean, you and Wilder never got, yo, do you see their hair? It's like inches.
No, but that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, Canelo's a little scrunched over a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh, but it still looks like a 2-inch height difference. You and Wilder can never be, it'll never look like that.
I'm telling you, bro, I got a picture. I say that because we saw them, so what, Shakur is Canelo's height now? Because Shakur looked significantly taller than not significantly.
Well, Shakur did say he'll beat Canelo, man, if he was his weight.
This guy right here.
Yo, look at another picture here. You can't say it's Photoshop, bro. Look how big he is here. That's a fly jacket. That's an undisputed jacket.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Damn.
I looked into that. Those jackets, bro.
How much?
It ain't a price, bro. The dude does all custom. I'm talking about for the biggest names in the world. Like,
so you couldn't get that one? It was a one-off?
It was numerous.
Oh, okay.
Because Eddie had one as well.
Reynoso?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know the exact number.
I wonder if it's the same dude I met in the convention that makes the WBC jumpers.
Look, we look as if me and Wilder, we look as if we're only like a few inches apart.
Wow, Danny. Send me that picture. We gotta share this shit. Holy shit, bro. It does. You're right. You're right. But I want to show how young you look. Lord, have mercy. You look so different right there.
Let me send it to you on the on the thing. Yeah, no, I mean, that was October 2018. That was the press conference to announce Wilder Fury won. Wilder Fury won. That was the press conference to announce that. I saw a man die that day. It's a day I won't ever forget. October 1st, 2018, if I'm not. It was October for sure, though. But, yeah, champ, I don't know, man. Shakur seemed bigger. Because I had to find different angles. Let me tell you, I had to find different angles because I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, wow, like, Shakur's the bigger man here. But obviously, regardless of size or height, we've seen in fights that don't necessarily matter.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to step in there and handle business.
Did you send the pic?
I'm sending it now.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, you got it on your computer too?
Yeah. Damn, that gym wild next
door.
Yeah,
no. We need to get you the little screen share shit too, man.
Yeah.
Can we
yeah.
put two screen shares on now? It does go that? Uh-oh. Okay. Look at you. You just won't have volume though.
Cool.
Unless we get you another 1/8 jack.
That's cool. That's cool, champ.
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to help this show grow. I'm going to go out to some phone calls while you look for that. Let me go ahead and open up these phone lines. Looking like we're going to go first real quick. Remember?
Remember to rate us 5 stars.
Oh, you can see the belt.
Raw,
yeah, you can see the
nice.
Belt. You can see the belt.
This
fire.
Nice. Yeah,
fire.
For sure.
Yeah.
I sent you that.
Okay.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Damn, is this going to show? I mean, because I don't want to screen share the whole god darn it computer. All right, let me get a screen share. Damn, Danny, you got to do something.
Zoom in a little bit.
Wow.
You see that shirt?
His Versace shirt?
No, fuck the shirt. Fuck his shirt, my
Yo,
shirt.
Look at your jawline, bruh. Like, honestly... You know you're looking at yourself right now like, bro, I look like a young, like, I don't even know who.
Bro,
you look like Kian right now.
Oh,
he looks like the Spanish version of Kian right now.
Yo, that was right after I got back from Afghanistan the first time when I first
bro,
started
your
working.
Man's slim right there. Is it the beard, though, and maybe your chin is, I don't know. I think you are a little chubby, though, because we see your face on the right now that I'm looking at the
yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I can't
How many
see.
Years ago was this?
3.5.
Oh, yeah, shit.
How much you think, zoom out a little bit, how much you think I weighed right there? Because I know how much I weighed right there.
Shit, under, I would say 190.
Okay, not too off. I was about 205.
Oh, wow. That doesn't look bad.
Yeah. About 205, 210 right there. Yeah, so I was definitely a lot lighter.
But I see what you're saying, though. Not that your picture looks as similar to Valdez's, but I get what you're saying. The way that a person stands could take a few inches off because you definitely should not look like you're as big as Wilder. How tall are you in real life?
I'm 5'10".
And Wilder is what, 6'7"?
6'7". So, I mean, I've been with Wilder enough to know that I know I'm – about his shoulder, you know,
yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, I'm just saying the way people stand in pictures.
So did he take his glasses off when y'all faced off? I'm going back to Valdez.
It took me a second. I don't know if you can really tell. Pretty sure those are see-through glasses.
Yeah. Trav, you can take it down. I'm going to go out to J-Mac in New Orleans.
I'm in the ocean. You say you the big fish. I'm looking for you.
Maybe this fish get his tail out of his butt and he'll fight.
You are watching a master at work.
Y'all get tracked, baby. When I stop him, y'all gonna say he was Louis.
Oh, big in a motherfucker, man. We ain't gonna be able to fire your punk ass out here.
You wanna bet $100 on
that? Let's bet a million. I'll break your fucking neck.
J-Mac.
New Orleans.
Don't like what I say, nigga? Do something fucking about it.
No. No. Give me the towel. Give me the towel.
That was a pretty beautiful idea, Trap. J-Mac, good morning.
Yo, what up?
What up?
What's good?
Okay, I got the studio voices today. Okay, cool. That's what's up. The topic is Canelo planned this to pretty much look like he wanted this fight, but he knew he wouldn't get this fight because of what was going on pretty much, right?
Not yet, because it hasn't been officially canceled, so the fight is still taking place.
Okay, well, I hope this fight don't stop because I really like to see the fight. I think this will be one of the best opponents Canelo has fought in years. So shout out to Canelo if he's able to beat Bivol, the best at 175. For the other topic, Shakur kicking the dude shit out the bus. Shakur got that young Floyd shit to me. When I say that young Floyd shit, I think he actually a great fighter. I think he got the skill set. I think he got the mentality. Plus, he's going to be able to sell with his personality. On the other strength, I forgot I was making my point. Oh, he going to beat that boy Oscar just like Floyd beat what's the dude he fought on pay-per-view that passed away?
Corrales.
Not Corrales. Not the other one. Yes, he beat him. He beat that dude bad. It was like his first pay-per-view fight.
Oh, Gotti.
Yeah, he gonna beat that boy just like he got
Arturo Gotti. I'ma say no. I'ma say Gotti. I'ma say Valdez is better than Gotti. Even though Gotti had a longer career and we still don't know if Valdez will turn into a Gotti, I'ma say he's better than Gotti. I mean, he won real world titles twice. But again, he's with Top Rank, man. They know how to do things. Let's go out to Minnesota. Ain't that where Pat from?
Yes.
Pablo, what up? How much snow y'all got out there? Oh, shit. I forgot I got to unmute him and shit. I mean, can you do that? 651. I'm sorry. I'll pull it up. My bad. I got to get used to being in the studio.
You hear me?
I hear you, champ. I hear you.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Fellas, shout out to Ned. Shout out to Ringwalk Danny. We don't got too much. I haven't had big too much of a storm, but we is gonna be in the 40s and 50s next week. It's a little chilly today, but yeah, it's regular stuff.
Okay.
But hey, man, I want to say I'm gonna double down on what Ness is saying on the whole situation, man. Because at the end of the day, the political thing it shouldn't apply to people that really is just trying to do, you know, trying to play sports or just trying to, you know, live their lives or whatever. They're not even, you know, military affiliated or nothing like that. Just because you supposedly from somewhere, and like y'all say, he's not even born in Russia, so it's like I don't know. I think they shouldn't really do that because it's not fair. Like you said, it's like people of color being all grouped into one thing. So
exactly.
So yeah, man. But hey, shout out to you and shout out to the new studio, man. And hey, Border Wars 14, whenever it's coming, smoke them out,
baby.
I'm coming, my friend.
They go to heavyweight belt for Border Wars. But Minnesota, stand up, man. Thank you for calling in, Pablo ASAP. Appreciate you. If you want to call in, you know the number is 1-425-569-5241. It's always right here. See it? Always right there. So
yeah, you see in the chat right now?
Nah, what's going on?
Man, they're having a guessing game on my weight.
Damn, we got a fat $50 super chat in the chat. You should have told me that. I got to respect the people spending money with us. Let's see who's first. Looking like first on the super chats today will be Capuni. He says, Joe Louis was a hero to American blacks. On Americans, boxers were... What? Dude, y'all need to fucking spell check. On Americans, boxers were able, I guess he meant to say, in America, boxers were able to fight against the Nazis. Joe Louis versus Max Schmeling, does that make you guilty or of your father's crimes? Putin is a dictator. No, I agree with him. And remember, that's what I said. Like, when this fight first got announced, I said, oh, wow, maybe they used the whole Rocky theme, Canelo beating the big bad Russian. Like, I don't know. That's what I thought they were going to do. I didn't think they were going to threaten cancellation.
I don't think it gets canceled. I mean, obviously, this is stemming from the article in where one of the Klitschko brothers, it says Vladimir, but he's not the mayor of Kyiv. Vitaly is, so, but this is them saying that they don't believe he should be allowed to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's
But does something come from it?
I don't think nothing comes from this.
I mean, they were at the top, because, both of them as brothers.
Because this is something that I brought up to Eddie Hearn when I spoke to him in San Diego last week alongside Canelo. They were side by side. You can go see that interview on youtube.com/theboxingvoice.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, there was zero concern. They're like, yo, everything that we've already addressed, basically all potential issues. So yeah, man, I don't think nothing comes from it. I do appreciate everybody's guesses for my concern. Guesses for my weight and a few people concerned, like, yo, Danny's probably depressed.
Nah, he living life.
Yo, I'm 255.
Oh, wow.
The highest I saw.
So you gained 50 whole pounds. Is this the highest you've ever been?
Yeah, this is the highest I've ever been.
See,
you know what's crazy though?
You gotta, it's gotta click. Like with me, I remember one day I stepped on a scale, I was 278. That was the highest I've ever been. I worked out. I got down. I couldn't, like, that's high.
Yeah.
But my 278 was high. I was looking fluffy. I got some pictures.
I mean, obviously you taller as well. But yeah, for those that keep guessing, yo, Bo, who is it? Bo, who was it? That's, yo, Bama Bo said 315, bro. That was his guess. I see 265, 270, 235, 250, 315. Damn. Yeah, no, man, 255. But yeah, man, you know, it's crazy, though. You saying I gained 50, but I gained about 40,
mm-hmm.
Went to Afghanistan the second time. I lost that, came back from Afghanistan.
Was it easier to lose out there?
Because
of the heat and stuff, or no?
The second time was interesting because I was working out a lot, built that boxing gym out there in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was sparring every day. So the weight was coming off easy, and then the pandemic kicked off. So the pandemic kicking off closed down all the gyms, even the one that we opened up out there, and we had very limited food. We had very limited food, which is when I went vegan.
Does that mean that you had less calorie intake?
Yeah, because I went vegan. I went vegan probably like my last.
That, I'm sure that helped.
That did help because even
Bradley, though, former champion, speaks about that a lot.
Even though I wasn't able to work out because all the gyms were closed, I was still losing weight at a slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
At a slower pace, but I was still losing weight. So the second time I came back probably like 210, 215.
Let me get a screen share there, Trav. Show fatness.
Oh, wow. You fat as hell. You fat as fuck. Is that some LRG?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chad.
That's old.
Yeah, that's some old school shit. You was fat.
Yo, that's at a fight, too. I think that's like an Atlantic City fight.
Never been to Atlantic City, but you
I'm looking like Supermax right there. My face, my lips and shit.
Yeah, you was fat as hell, bro.
No, I'm telling you. Once I realized that, I'm like, oh, what's
See, time? I don't look that bad, I don't think.
Ah! No, because you got the beard, so you're more... My picture shows the age or the how old,
bro,
it is because of the sweater.
280 my ass, bro. You was a good 340 right
now. Nah,
there.
Remember, I'm 6'5", bro. You kidding me?
I know, and you look that fat. That's what I'm saying, bro.
I got puffy cheeks like you, hamster face.
Nah, bro. It looked like your neck.
What you
it
have
connected.
For breakfast? I know you still got it in your cheek right there.
I got some on my cheek.
No, oh. Hamsters. You know, they keep the food in their cheeks. Anyway, moving on. We got callers. Who is that? It looks like, fuck, Coach Myers, Connecticut. Skype.
Yo.
What up?
Nothing. What's going on? What's going on, Danny? What's
what up, champ?
Ain't not much, not much. About the Canelo situation, I think I think what's going to happen is after a while, going to start getting heat. Canelo's going to start getting heat And then after a while, they might start to boycott it as we get closer. We might have to slip in John Ryder or something, you know, last minute because it's going to be too late to get one of these big names. No, I'm just serious. It's going to be too late for one of these big names to step in with, like, 6 weeks left. So as we get closer to getting the fight, you don't think the war is going to get worse? You know, so they're going to start looking at Russians even worse as it comes closer to May. But that's my call.
All right, all right. Coach Myers, Connecticut, thank you for calling in.
We will have Kenny Sims will be here in about 2 minutes.
And Jeff Mayweather's on his way. He's about 30 minutes out, so he'll definitely be here at 8. We're going out to Hawk in Maryland.
What time is it? What time is it? What time?
Hawk in Maryland.
Holy
shit.
Holy shit.
Great show. Yes. Dan. And Brandon. I'm out.
Hawk, what's going on?
Morning, TVZ.
Morning, morning.
Hey, T-Watch, what's up? Good morning. Ringwalk, what's up? And the super producer, salute. Yo, Ness, what's up, my brother?
Chilling.
Man, I hope we can get those fights, you know what I'm saying? I hope that Canelo fight come off, but cause I just want to see this Bivol. Bivol's going to be a different puzzle for him, in my opinion. But one thing about the machine Canelo, the machine known as the Canelo, whatever, you know, most of the fighters we talk about every day, you know, we don't know they're going to fight until like a month or two ahead of time, you know. With Canelo, we, you know, this dude's going to fight all the way up until next year. That's crazy. But as far as the Valdez fight, Ness, this fight is going to be a murder, bro. He ain't close, that Valdez, that wild swinging. Come on, man, this is going to be the Ghost Guerrero against Floyd Mayweather. Remember the Ghost Guerrero against Floyd Mayweather, why he sat out there and plucked him? That's what we're going to get. We're going to get a total assault. We're going to get an assault. Take it easy, Ness. I'm out.
All right, Hawk, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Super Mix in Plainview.
Oh, he about to light your ass up. He about to light your ass up.
Molocky, you are next, my friend. Por eso lo vuelvo a repetir. La era del Canelo la mejor porque peleó con los mejores. La suerte es para los mediocres, my friend.
BoxingWiz.com. First of all, you goddamn right, Danny Ness. I don't give a damn. You look fat or not, bro. Puffy cheeks or not, you can never be this pretty, Ness. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. Man, look, the thing with the Bivol situation is weird as hell, man. I get what they're doing. They're trying to pressure the Russian citizens to see, like, I think what, like everybody's cutting them off pretty much. You know, nobody's doing business there. So, but I don't know, man. Look, this money's making too much. It's too much money on the table that they're going to look past it. I think, you know, the WBA ain't trying to lose money. Ain't nobody here trying to lose no money on our end for some shit like that. And I think Bivol, from what I understand, he stays in America most of the time, doesn't he? I mean, I know he trains out here. So, but yeah, I think it's just a lot to do about nothing. I don't think the WBA is going to let this payday slip away. So that's my call.
All right, champ. Thanks for calling in. We're going back to these super chats. We got Mr. Steal Your Chin, and Capuni has sent a fat $10 super chat. We got Mr. Steal Your Chin with the $5. He says, "Y'all called that show a throwback? Nah, man, that was a classic. Look where you at now, champ. It's only up from here." Flexing emoji, glove emoji, and 100 emoji. And if you don't know what he's talking about, obviously yesterday, since we were traveling from Florida to Las Vegas, I uploaded a 2013 episode of me and a couple of guys talking boxing right before Canelo became who he was, before he even fought Trout, before he even fought Mayweather. So I had a very different opinion of Canelo back then. One of my co-hosts went as far as saying that they thought that the undefeated Trout, who was a southpaw, had just beat Cotto, could possibly beat Mayweather. So, you know, boxing was just in a very different place, but you could also see the studio or where I was doing the show from back then, and now you can see where we're doing it from here. and it just comes full circle. We're grinding, man. And speaking of grinding, looks like we got our first guest joining us in studio, Kenneth Sims Jr. in the building, man. I appreciate you taking the time out
early
to
morning.
Join us early morning.
Early morning.
You know, this is the Breakfast Club of boxing, though, man. I know you've been seeing the clips, man. We've been having this thing popping. It's about to get fire in here now because I'm Dominican, and you hurt my feelings, man.
I've been getting that a lot this week, actually.
Oh, okay.
Somebody at the gym, I guess, Edgar, his barber.
Okay.
He been calling people like.
Edgar Belanga's barber. Okay.
Yeah, he been calling people like, yo, look who this is.
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, my boy was on a tear. He was knocking people out, you know. And you know, I watched your fight. I think, wait, I don't want to mess up here, but didn't you give, I know you got a draw on your record, right?
Yeah.
I seen it. It was on Showbox. I don't want to say Montana Love.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Well, but you really won that fight.
Yeah.
I watched that fight. He really won that fight. It's crazy to see this full circle now. You know, you beat this up-and-coming Dominican that everybody was high on. And obviously, he bounced back, still showing that he has power. So it just makes your win even better. Montana Love is doing what he's doing. So it makes that draw, controversial draw, even better. How are you feeling, man?
I mean, I feel good. I've been grinding myself. Like, I feel good. I fought on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
For another dude that was undefeated. That was crazy, though, because that fight. So I was supposed to fight at, like, 142, 143 or something. Supposed to fight this dude, Kareem Martin, but he tested positive for COVID the day of the weigh-in.
Damn.
So they called me that morning.
They didn't have no replacement.
Nah, they was trying to find one. They called me at, like, 9 a.m. in the morning, like, you ain't fighting. So it's my birthday, too, matter of fact, by the way.
In a situation like that, do you still get your check?
I don't know. We ain't get to that point. I was going to get something. I wasn't going to get the full, like, purse. But
damn, after you put in camp,
yeah,
Swan partner.
So that's why I ended up fighting, because it was my birthday, missing my baby's first Christmas. So they called me back, like, 20 minutes before the weigh-in. So they're like, it's this dude. He ain't no, but it'll be at 147. You want the fight? I'm like, shit. I don't care. I done missed Christmas. I'm trying to fight. I was been in camp for six weeks, so... So I fought at 147 for that fight. Then everybody was, like, commenting, thinking I moved up. Nah, I'm still at 140. I'm trying to get up there at the top at 140.
Who you looking at 140? These belts about to go. First of all, let's talk about those belts. Who do you feel won the undisputed fight last Saturday?
Between Taylor and Catterall.
I watched it. I didn't think it was, like an outrage, like a robbery, like everybody saying.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Catterall was winning. At first, then after the knockdown, I don't think he did nothing.
Mm.
Like, I feel like, I mean, Josh Taylor didn't really do too much either, but Josh Taylor was just being aggressive and coming forward, throwing punches. And then after the knockdown, Catterall got like complacent. He was just like chilling, like, I got it. All right.
For a while, I thought Josh might just be too big for people. And then I see this little dude looking like a mini version of John Ryder. Am I right? I guess you ain't familiar with John Ryder.
I know John Ryder.
He looked like a little version of John Ryder, and he was just catching.
Yeah, that didn't look like the same Josh Taylor.
Exactly.
That been winning them fights. It ain't look like the same one.
Obviously, when you beat Elvis on the undercard of Taylor and Ramirez, and if it weren't for the two knockdowns that Josh got, that fight would have been a draw. That fight would have been a draw. Do you feel like he was really what everybody made it out to be? Do you just feel like he's just been fighting like those top guys? Obviously, he went to the World Boxing Super Series, you know, fought Regis.
It was the Regis win for me.
Yeah.
That solidified. I couldn't lie. Like, he beat Regis cleanly, man. So Regis was a good fighter. You know, you got to give him his credit for that.
Yeah. I think it's Josh Taylor. Maybe he just had an off night last week, but because he didn't beat the people in the beat.
The top.
Like, if you see, I don't remember it exactly, but they showed, like, the record of his last, like,
mm-hmm.
five opponents, like one loss.
Yeah, it was, so, like, 136 wins or something.
Yeah, and one loss. So,
yeah,
like, yeah, he real. He might have had an off night, maybe the weight. I don't know. Because he is big for 140, so maybe the weight messing with him now. But
what do you feel about him saying, I'll give Catterall the rematch, but it won't be for the belt, and it'll be like at 143, 144.
I thought you said welterweight. So
he said 147.
No, that's now. That's the most recent quote. But at first, it was like at a catchweight.
Oh.
Yeah, I never saw that.
I don't know. I don't think that makes no sense.
If you were Catterall, would you even take a situation like that? Would you do it just to show the world, like, look, I beat him? Or would you walk away from it? Because the belts are not on the line. The money's not the same.
Yeah, I don't think it didn't make sense for Catterall because he's staying at 140. And the belt's about to be vacant. And he should still be, like, number one in one of those. So he's about to get a chance to get at least one of those belts.
They definitely made him number one in the ESPN divisional rankings, but WBA did not make him number one. They did not make him a mandatory, and instead it's the Dominican.
Oh, player. Puyo. I spar him a lot.
Puyo, yeah.
I'll be sparring him out here.
Damn,
I spar with anybody. Yeah, uh-huh. Just thought you get some working with Miguel Bertel. Obviously, he'll be fighting at the end of the month right here.
When
Las
was
Vegas.
That?
I sparred with him Saturday, I sparred with him Monday, and I sparred with him yesterday.
Oh, so you was there when he sparred Devin?
Yeah, I was there.
So you sparred Devin too?
Nah.
Oh, never?
Nah.
Why?
I mean, he was a little kid, because he was on the him and Shakur on the, like, junior team.
Yeah.
I was on the men's USA team, so we, like, play around, but we ain't never, like...
But now, why don't you? Like, he's big.
I mean, I would spar anybody. I love to spar Devin.
But how y'all in the same gym sparring the same dude?
Both of us was just helping Bertel out because he worked wanted some, like,
interesting. I'm going to have to get with Bill. Hype. Let me get a screenshot to show the world Miguel Bertel and how big you look next to him. Damn, I thought Devin looked big.
Oh, yeah, nah, I was.
No, I got to pull up Devin's too because I thought Devin looked big, but then I was looking at his waist protector, and his waist protector was only a few inches above Bertel's. But you're way bigger than Burchell.
Yeah, he.
What was that work like for you? I mean, obviously you didn't spar them all, but what was that work like for you? Burchell, and we was just saying how he was the big favorite going into the Valdez fight.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
I thought he was going to win that fight, too.
Yeah, I did, too. I feel like we all did.
I don't know if I felt he was going to win. I just felt he was the favorite. I felt like Valdez, you know, up until then, he had been the A-side. He had been put in situations to win by Top Rank. This was the first time where I felt like he had some resistance.
Yeah, when I seen Valdez fight before that, I didn't really see that he was able to box a little bit.
Let me get a screen share again, Trav, just to show the difference here. So this is Devin sparring the same guy in Miguel Burchell, who we're obviously talking about, had that loss to Oscar Valdez trying to bounce back. So you see, this you look way taller.
Yeah, I'm a little taller than Devin.
Hmm.
You feel like you taller than most 140 pounders?
I'd be feeling like that until, like, I don't know. Like,
I mean,
are you taller than Josh?
I was about to say that.
Nah, he's like an inch taller.
Because I was gonna say, I know
he looks huge.
He was in the gym out here. He looked.
Wait, don't tell me you was in the gym that day that him and Crawford was in the gym.
Yeah.
When they hugged and
they
got side by side.
Before Bud fought.
Yeah,
I was there.
So those pictures make it seem like he was way bigger than Crawford. Even the video, is that wrong? You was there. Do they look about the same?
Like, Bud was working out, so and I left before they started, like, talking and stuff. I had left, but, and I don't think Bud, like, more like kind of stocky. Taylor just taller than him, that's all.
So you ain't asked Bud for no work?
I spar Bud all the time.
Oh, you've sparred him all the time?
Yeah.
In that's the Top Rank gym?
Nah, not at the Top Rank.
Oh, you go out there, it's Omaha.
Nah, in Colorado.
Okay.
That's my boy, though. Like, when he come to Chicago, he text me, like, he there, and I mess with him, like, yo, come spar with me sometimes. And if he got his stuff, he'll come spar.
Bet.
Like, that's my boy. Up. Like, we spar all the time. I talk to him all the time. We spar all the time. That's my guy.
Got to ask, obviously, coming out to Vegas for camp, getting a lot of great work in, and obviously, like, it's Vegas. Everybody come to Vegas. Shakur out here.
Mm.
I know you out here. You got Chris Williams from Chicago out here with you.
Yeah, I was going to bring him with me, but he didn't wake up.
Yeah, it's funny because I was going to tell you to bring him, so I was going to tell you to bring Chris. You know, just talk to us about being able to get all these different looks, all this different type of work, you know, with some of the best at that.
I think that got a lot to do with how I've been looking lately at my fights and stuff. Like, in Chicago at home, respect to everybody, but, like, I'm the best in Chicago, so it ain't really no like.
Yo, this must be a Chicago thing. Last time we had a Chicago guest, they were saying they was the best.
That was that. To be fair, though, it was Jessica and Rick. So you know what I'm saying?
Different
genders.
That's different. That's different.
You know what I'm saying?
That's different.
No, I'm just saying it's a Chicago thing, though. Yeah, everybody thinks they're the best.
I feel like, let me shut up. I feel like I'm the best in Chicago, right? I mean, I feel like most people think that, too. But in Chicago, if I'm smart, for the most part, if I want to get the best of it, I'm going to get the best of it. Sparring with everybody else like Shakur, Bud, all them, like, you never know what's going to happen, who's going to get the best. Like,
right.
Said this the other day, like, if I'm sparring with them, you got to make adjustments, just like a fight. Next time we spar, they're going to be made an adjustment, so you got to make one right there. So that's helping me get ready for the fights. Like, that's helping me get clicking.
Who would you say has given you the hardest sparring?
Oh, those two I just said. But Shakur, just, like, thinking.
Right.
Because that's one of my things. Like, early on, when I took them two losses, early on, that's because I was, like, I ain't used it. Like, in sparring, I think, like, I'm really smart. Like, I know, like, boxing. I know, like, boxing. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it. And early on, I'd be just in there fighting, not using my mind. But now, I got back to that, and that's really, like, how I feel like I'm getting back to where I'm supposed to be, just because I think when I'm in there.
Right, I got you. Well, what's up, man? I mean, I saw you fight on Christmas, took a little vacation to Hawaii, back in the gym, back in Vegas, back training. Do you have a date, a potential a guy, you know, saw something recently, you know, calling out or – you know, maybe an Arnold Barboza fight, something like that.
Wow, y'all chasing the same guy, you and Tio?
He want Arnold. Him. I feel like Arnold want him.
I mean, I know Punch is, like, cool with Tio. So, I mean, he's been reporting a lot of that Arnold Barboza.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if they really was going to fight, it would have been
pronounced.
It'd be easier than what it's doing. I don't know what Tio got going on.
Are you officially with Top Rank?
Nah.
Free agent.
Yeah, I ain't with Top Rank. I go on both because I fought on PBC on Christmas, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm trying to fight Arnold. I want to fight him. I think I'll win. The way his style, I watched him fight. I think I got that. But,
and isn't Arnold with Top Rank?
Yeah, I want that fight because they called me about it.
And so they offered it to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
They offered it to me.
That's
twice.
Crazy. You
so
should
you
be.
Yeah.
You should be happy though, because they know you just messed up their plans with another undefeated prospect.
And they cut him.
Let's
not forget that.
At the
they
point
cut
with
him.
Barboza, he's not a prospect no more.
No, I hear you. But they know what you are, though.
Yeah, that's what
so
I want.
It could
I
upset.
Want.
It could upset their plans. So that's pretty. I like that.
What do you? At this point, right? At this point, given that you are a free agent. What about, have you ever spoke to Eddie Hearn or those people over there at Matchroom now that they do have Montana Love?
Nah, we ain't never had a conversation with them.
You think Montana wants that rematch? Or are you trying to just leave it in the past?
Nah, we can get it. I don't think he'll do it now. Like I don't know. He out popping and stuff right now, so you know, I don't think he'll do that. But we can get it for real. We can get it down the line or whatever. Probably say something like, you need to get a belt, blah, 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 if you get one. But we could do that. Like, before we fought, that was we cool. Like, we grew up together. So we homies. Like, it ain't no beef or nothing. Like, we talk all the time. But when it comes to that, if we need to get it, we get it.
For sure.
Is there a guy, because I know, and I didn't know for sure, but I know you friends with a lot of the guys out there in Ohio, and I figured he might be one of them. Is there a guy that it don't matter the situation, you like, I'd never get in the ring with him, in the sense of like somebody you too close with, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Is there somebody you wouldn't get in the ring with?
I mean, it's a couple. Shakur, obviously. Albert Bell, that's my boy.
Yeah, they had 30 though.
Yeah,
I know.
But
I think
yeah, eventually yeah, Shakur well, coming up.
Yeah,
You like, that's...
I mean, work is work, so...
So So the right opposite. So those probably like the only two though. Like
that's all like I could think off the top of my head.
I got you. I got you. Okay.
It's probably like some more, but right now I just woke up.
So so if you're not able to get that Barboza fight, I mean, what other names at 40 do you like that you could be like, okay? I mean, because there's nothing, there's no wrong side of the street. Like
yeah, I mean, for real, I want the Barboza. I'm saying that the most because it's been offered to me and it's, I mean, it's realistic. It's possible.
Okay.
So he has to sign.
Yeah, because his people want it. His promoter keep, they called me twice about it. So that's why I'm saying his name. But
okay.
Honestly, I'm anybody that's like top 20, top 15, I won't smoke. Like, I don't really care.
Mm.
Like, I'm trying. I think I'm one of the best in the division. So I'm trying to prove it. I don't care who it is.
Outside of yourself, and I'm going to just remove Josh Taylor because he's moving up. Who do you think the best at 140 outside of you and Josh Taylor?
I mean, as far as like being proven, it has to be Regis or Jose.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being honest.
What about Cepeda? They haven't offered you that fight? That's well, the top round.
I want to fight him.
He didn't say what, Jose. He could have been talking about Cepeda.
Nah, I was talking about Ramirez.
Yeah, okay. He was talking about Ramirez, I mean, but have they offered you Cepeda?
We had, they had some talks about it like right after I beat Elvis. But it didn't really go too far. But we was asking about it, talking about it.
I think I actually thought,
before I beat Elvis, well, I knew I was going to beat Elvis, so I asked Coach K. I said, after this was like, we in the gym, like, this was like 2 weeks before the fight, before I fought Elvis. I was like, after I beat him, I asked him, could I fight Barboza or is it, asked him, could I fight Barboza or Zepeda? Because, you know, I'm like, they're going to let Elvis skip the line, basically. If he keep doing what he's doing, they're just going to let him skip the line. So I'm like, shit, can I see if I can skip the line? You might as well try, see if I can do it.
For sure. I got some I got some Patreon questions here from Brandon in Houston. Says, good morning, Ken. Appreciate you coming on the show. In your opinion, what is the most effective fat-burning activity you can do as a boxer to burn fat and make weight?
Running, really. Just like, but see, I don't really deal with that no more. I let perfecting athletes do all of that.
Okay.
Everybody working with professional athletes. I know.
It's a lot of people working with them. That's good. That's good.
Do they got like a partnership with Top Rank, or is it like a Julie? Like, did Julie bring them on, or?
No, I don't know nothing about their business, but.
Okay.
Coach K introduced him to me.
Okay, so. Okay. It was shout out to Coach K. I try to get Coach K on the show.
I've
been trying to do that for like 5-7 years already. I interviewed him once because he was with Shakur in a casino.
That's the only way you're gonna catch
I think it was actually the time Tevin and Tank when they ran into each other.
National Harbor and MGM, PC?
I seen Shakur and Kay upstairs on the second floor, and I got them there, but Kay don't
know. That's the only way you're going to catch Coach K in an interview is if you, like, interviewing somebody that's around him, and then you just, like, basically ambush him.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the weight cut like for you? I mean, like, now that you are working with perfecting athletes, what is that weight cut like? Like, what type of things do you feel like it's easier for you to make the weight now?
With them, it's smooth. Yeah, it ain't no problem. Like, they got it down to a science. They know exactly, like, do this. You're going to go to sleep at this. You're going to wake up at this. By this day, you'll weigh this. Well, they got all that, like.
Wow. And is it easy when they tell you go to sleep at this certain time? Because, you know, you hear all the experts say, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep is going to change your life. But, like, is it easy for you to really turn your body off and get those 8 hours?
Not at, like, as camp, like, progresses, I get, it'll get easier to, like, to go to sleep, like, early. Like, but we don't really, like, get up super early to train, though. So, like, we started, like, 10-ish, so... I'm in the bed about 12. That's okay. Great.
I got Ruin of 504 New Orleans. He says, any word on your next fight, which obviously you've been answering. You've gotten a few offers and nothing. Well, you're waiting on Barboza to accept.
Yeah. He said he won't big names. I tweeted him the other day. He said that. I said, well, all right, if you don't get that Teofimo fight, which I don't think you're going to get, what's up? Like,
You should have DM'd them. You know these dudes, because it's public, they got to respond a certain way.
I mean, it been, so it was like before I fought on Christmas, right? They had offered it to me about like in January or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going back and forth the whole time I'm at camp. Like if he say, yeah, I'm going to say scratch this Christmas fight, and I don't want to give no, like no elbow or cut it type stuff. So that whole camp, I'm going back and forth waiting on, trying to see if we're going to do that fight. Then that didn't go through because he said he was wanting to see a female fight. So, boom. Now, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago they called about that fight again. We said yeah again, but I don't know. I ain't heard nothing yet back.
Was there a potential date?
Not for this one. The one in January was like the end of January.
We got Brandon Maurice that says, do you want that Sabril Matias smoke?
I don't care. I'm not scared of nobody.
And Top Rank hasn't offered him?
He with PBC.
Oh, he is. You're right. He was on the, you know what? He was on the Wilder Fury undercard. You're right. Well, man, so has PBC offered you anything? They just let you be the undefeated fighter on their TV and didn't say, hey, you want to come back?
They did, but I ain't even going to say, because it's like, it didn't make sense. It was pointless.
At welterweight?
No. Like, they wanted me to go down and wait. So,
under 40?
Yeah, and I just said, nah.
Is the name big?
Nah.
So what the hell?
Not undefeated guy, but it wasn't nothing worth me.
Hmm. But and the money wasn't worth it.
I need to get to that. I'm not going to no
35.
Yeah.
Could you make it to 35 or not?
Probably. With Perfected Ass, I probably could, but me and K not comfortable.
So you spoke about it with K first.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I ain't even really, he shut it down. We had the same at the same time. We was like, nah, I ain't going down in no way.
That's crazy. Because that division seems big, no?
That's what he said.
More
it's
lucrative.
Not, it's not a big name, though. It's not like.
But
a,
if you get that, if you get
like a,
ranked
it was,
in that
it
division,
was like a up and he ranked, but it was like an up and comer guy. Like,
you might as well drop the name, man.
Nah, I ain't,
gonna, it ain't gonna happen. The fight ain't happening.
It's not. He's fighting on the 26th. But
26, and it's a PBC guy, so you got to look that up. I don't even know who's fighting on the 26th. Oh, was that Minnesota card?
Yeah, it got to be that.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's
know.
That Minnesota card. It's that Minnesota card.
I don't know.
They using the hell out that Minnesota venue.
I ain't getting to none of them talks. They just, it was just the wait.
No, I'm just thinking of their schedule. That's the only thing they got coming up on the 26th.
Yeah, PBC at least. Man, you got me wondering, like, who the
fuck
would it be?
And undefeated.
One of your people, too.
Oh, he's Dominican.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, let me look. I'm going to 35.
He said one of your people. Yo, he
was... Y'all was going to hate me if I did that.
Is it? Oh, I know who it is. Rivera. No, but ain't he 40? Oh, he went down.
Yeah.
He was trying to fight Broner at 40. You should have. Y'all should have negotiated. He wanted, but I get it. Broner's a bigger name.
I mean, I said if he fight at 140, let's do it. But I ain't going no other.
Yeah, nah, but because Broner's a bigger name, so he would be willing to go up. He nice. I've been in the gym with him. He nice.
That's cool, but.
He like, I ain't worried about none of that.
He said, I'll fuck him up.
He said,
Michelle Rivera, that's right. Yo, wasn't he just sparring somebody? I could have sworn I just...
I think he sparred my boy Albert that I just talked about. He sparred Albert a couple months ago.
Okay, I know I seen him just post something. Damn. Yeah, it ain't... don't get me wrong. He's going to be a big name.
Maybe.
Give him two more... I mean, unless they pick him off.
Mm-hmm.
But if he could stay undefeated for two more fights, come on, they've been pushing the whole Ali thing. Heavy.
Yeah,
heavy, man. You know, people going to pick up on that.
Yeah.
They've been pushing that heavy for him. You know, lucky for him, though. I got Coach Myers in Connecticut that says, who is on your top 10? Damn, that's a lot of names. Pound for pound, Liz.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's a lot.
Who's your top
that's
five?
That's a lot for me to think right now. But Canelo, obviously. But obviously. After that, it get blurry. See me, it's probably because I know inside information about Shakur, and I know what he capable of.
Mm-hmm.
He's going in my top five somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Everybody that trains with him feels that way. Jared, yeah, anybody. You can't speak to anyone that trains with him that doesn't feel like Shakur's one of the greatest, or someone that they look up to, or someone that they admire watching him work. It's like crazy. The more we interview, the more they just.
We was just talking about that. Obviously, the upcoming fight with Valdez, and I'm like, yo, like.
He gonna smoke him.
Shakur is different.
Yeah, he's too wide for Shakur. I think Shakur is, you know, so technical, down the pipe, plus southpaw, good jab. And Valdez is like, he loads up. He's like, rah, you know, he's, I don't know, that aggression is gonna work against him, maybe.
Yeah, he gonna smoke Valdez.
Would you, because I was surprised, right? I spent a lot of time with Shakur. I was surprised seeing the face-off yesterday. I'm like, wow, he's bigger than Valdez.
Oh, yeah, Shakur not a little dude.
Yeah, I'm like, but seeing him, I've spoke to both men, Shakur, a lot more, and I was like, wow, like, I was surprised. I'm like, wow, he's bigger than Valdez.
Yeah, Shakur not a small dude for that weight class at all.
Mm. What do you think would be the key factor in that? Because to me, like, I say it all the time, boxing is a sport. It's like, what have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So... when people bring up Kenny Sims, they're not going to bring up, oh, man, he had that draw with Montana Love. They're like, yo, he got Elvis cut from Top Rank.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With Shakur, doesn't matter how much time I will always say I was impressed. And that says a lot. I was impressed the way he fought Jamel. Like, I didn't see that coming. And Jamel was coming off his career best win in Carl Frampton. Valdez had his career best win in Burchell. Pops hot. And then goes down, fights Cancio, and doesn't look good fighting Cancio. So what do you think, to you in your eyes, what do you think would be the difference, the deciding factor on April the 30th in that fight?
I just think technically Shakur does almost everything perfect, and Valdez doesn't. And Shakur is smart. I'm not going to say Valdez isn't smart because I don't know, but I know Shakur is like one of the smartest people in that ring, and he gonna make any adjustment he needs to. Just like Bud can make his own adjustments, Shakur can make his own adjustments. Like,
yo,
what you think of that whole Jermell Charlo? First of all, did you hear? Let me just play it.
I heard it. I listened to it yesterday, actually.
Oh, good. So, cause my audience was so split down the middle. They feel like his energy is mixed. Like he's putting roadblocks between Crawford in a fight with him himself, because he's telling him like, bro, go handle, you know, Earl
first.
You got Danny out there, you got Thurman. I didn't take it that way. I took it like, bro, you need to worry about them dudes, because you come up here, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. I'm a knockout artist. Like, that's what he said. I don't know how people interpret it any other way. Like, he was putting roadblocks. He don't really want the Crawford
like
smoke
ducking.
Yeah, they called him a duck. I mean, how do you interpret the audio?
I don't know. He always seemed mad to me, so I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea how to interpret anything he says, honestly, because he always seemed like he mad at the world. like I don't know. Even like when it seemed like he joking, he just seemed like he pissed off. So I don't know.
Well, just
how would a fight play out with him and Charlo? You know, your boy Terrence versus...
That's my boy. I don't even... You probably can't even ask me that. But...
So you still think he beats him then?
Oh, yeah.
But you think he beats him, or you're rooting because he's your boy?
No, I think he beat him. I seen Bud with big guys. That size don't matter, for real.
Good, because I got a question, right? We got a little thing that I got to put out today, but we have this little one-minute clip where we're basically talking about Terrence and the Jamel fight, but... I'm reminding people that Terrence has been hurt by way smaller men. Like, this guy's a natural 54-pounder whose twin brother's a 60-pounder. Genetically, they're the same person. Like, Gamboa hurt Crawford. Benavidez hurt Crawford. Cavalasquez literally put him down. You're a fighter. You know he got put down. Like, I mean, Jermell is a puncher at this point.
Yeah. But.
You got to land them punches?
Yeah, but that's smart.
It's all about intelligence, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Jared about that last week.
Anderson.
So I'm just like, a lot of people, when they're in there, they don't think. Like, I had got away from thinking, but now that I'm back using what I think is like one of my best tools, my mind, Lada should be easy. Because people don't think when you in there, like, they just think you just go in there and you're going to fight. Like, it ain't that.
So you think that Crawford is just too smart a boxer for Jermell?
Yeah, because I watched Jermell, and I don't think he really be thinking when he in there. It don't look like he...
Do you feel he lost his last fight versus Brian Castaño? Michael Coppinger actually tweeted yesterday that Castaño is number one in that division because he was robbed. Do you feel it was a robbery? Who you felt won that fight?
I ain't gonna say it was a robbery. I don't think it was a robbery because it wasn't like Castaño dominated.
And it was a draw. It ended in a draw. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but the ESPN rankings still put Castaño above Charlo.
See, I think it could have been like a...
I think they did it for views.
It was a close fight that could have went either way. It's like the Catterall Taylor fight. It wasn't no like robbery.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was there for that one, and that's how I felt. I wasn't mad at the draw. Just like I wouldn't have been mad, like you said, the Taylor Catterall. Yeah, I wouldn't have been mad if it was a draw either.
Let me slide this one in from James Benitez in Alabama. Gary Antoine Russell.
I don't care.
What do you think of his win against Postal? Very impressive in my opinion. Also, how would you think a future fight against Gary Antoine Russell turn out? I think that he'll be very difficult style to handle. Also, since we're talking Russells, what do you think of Gary Russell Jr. would do to Chris Covert?
So first off, the Gary Antoine Russell, his performance
on Victor Postal.
Yeah, he
loaded that one.
I was at that fight. That was a good performance.
They ain't offering him to you?
Nah.
Because he probably don't want you, though. He's, you know, after that fight, he's like, I want bigger names now. Like, he wants to keep stepping up.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, just like Barbosa, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he said he want bigger names. I understand the position he in. But I'm saying I want that fight because his people keep calling me. So, obviously, your people want the fight.
Yeah. But he got to accept, though. That's the thing, man. Fights happen if both fighters want them.
Yeah. Gary... He did his thing.
You don't think he was a little reckless? I feel like no one's using the word reckless. I feel like he wanted to implement his game plan so bad,
but
he almost ain't
care. I feel like that's how you fight.
Okay. I didn't watch him as an amateur, so I wouldn't know.
He aggressive.
He was aggressive.
He's very aggressive, and it works for him.
But I feel like
he got to clean that up, but I think he'll clean it up, but that's just him. He's just aggressive.
What about Boots? You ever got some work with Boots?
Nah, Boots my boy, though.
Okay. Yo,
I talk to Boots all the time.
Does he beat Crawford?
I ain't even going to get in.
Have you and Crawford talked about the way Boots talks about him?
Uh-uh.
Nah?
I ain't seen
Boots. So he don't even bring it up?
I ain't seen him in a minute.
Okay.
So I want to add two things, just because we was talking about it earlier, it came up in the chat. So the first thing is, Shakur made a comment saying that if Canelo was his weight, that he would beat him.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody making it seem
like... Yeah, they took it wrong. People, like, you know, that's what they do.
Like,
they change your word.
I smoke his ass right now.
Nah, I mean, shit. Like I said, I know Shakur. Like, if he was 168, that would be a hell of a fight.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's talking about at the weight. People want to make it seem like he's saying, oh, I'll beat Canelo right now. Him that way, me this way. That's not what he said.
And just because, you know, Canelo was brought up, you named him in your, you know, top five. Who do you think gives Canelo the biggest challenge? I know he got the fight with Bivol coming up, but do you believe gives him the biggest challenge? From 200 down, because
he said 200.
Revis. I want Revis.
He want him to go up to Bridgerweight.
I think he could beat Revis.
That new division.
You ain't seen Revis' last fight with Ryan Rozecki, did you?
I seen him last one. I seen him.
If
fight
you
before,
watch that fight with Ryan Rozecki, I think he's like from.
I know who you're talking about.
Nova Scotia or something. Bruh, that dude moved up from 75 and put it on Revis. To me, in my opinion, so I know a guy skilled as Canelo.
Okay, so
it.
That's something you want.
He didn't say that. He said, you know, obviously his team said Mac Makabu, cruiserweight.
The question he asked about who you think the most challenging for him. Like,
oh, I don't think that's challenging. I think for the casual fans, like the world, they'd be like, oh my God, Canelo's going to heavyweight because it's kind of heavyweight.
I mean, I say probably better views.
I think he stops them.
You think Canelo stopped Betterview?
He got dropped by James Page. He got dropped by Callum Johnson. Them dudes not even
half. That was
half.
In Chicago.
They not. Yo.
As far as, like, the challenge for him, though, I think.
Yeah, no, that's the challenge because of the power.
People say it's just power, but I look, it's more than
what
just
about
power.
Seven, I mean.
For Alistair Better, BB Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Nah,
you seen that Brown fight?
I did. It's more
and
than,
that's the
Marcus
thing.
Marcus can box, though.
Marcus I don't
can,
know, man.
Marcus can box.
For me. Thurman, Russell, Crawford, Floyd, like those are boxers.
Thurman,
yeah. You come on, you a boxer? His feet?
I mean, yeah.
His feet?
I mean,
one of the best feet in the game. He ain't never been down. I mean, obviously Pacquiao put him down, but I'm saying like he be getting hurt and don't go down. I'm impressed by that. People take knees.
He's tough.
Total take knees. He a legend. Knee
tough.
Taking a knee.
Thurman tough.
You gotta respect that.
I respect
that. And then it's defensive too.
That's in there, but
it's defensive because you hit him to the body. Now you can't even hit him again. You're supposed to be able to knock him out. He hurt. He visibly hurt. You're supposed to be able to knock him out, but you can't because his legs.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. And he did it to Pacquiao.
He got good legs.
And to Collazo.
He got good legs.
But that's what I think of boxing. I think Usyk, when you think of boxers.
So you don't think Marcus Brown could box?
He wide and sloppy, man.
He
be like,
he
another
though.
Valdez.
He can,
all might,
nah,
all his might and his punches, man. Like, he's like, ugh. Yo, did you see that fight? And then the Badu Jack fight, the head fight. Right,
so Marcus athletic. Is that better for you? He's athletic. Like, he boxes like an athlete.
I watched him get dropped by, in Brooklyn.
Pascal?
Nah.
I was about to say, what I was about to say.
My man from Florida, St. Petersburg. His name's hard to pronounce. They call him Hot Rod. He's signing Louis Bella.
I know it is, yeah.
He won that fight in Brooklyn. I was there.
I got it.
You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, I'm sorry. He fought a lot of hard. Like, I respect him more after that
Better Be
fight.
Yeah.
But he didn't look on that level versus Better. Like, it felt like he was struggling. Like, he was just trying everything, and
Better
it wasn't working.
Better Be is... like that.
Nah, he hit hard. Yeah, I know. I can't discredit that.
I ain't gonna lie. Canelo stepping in with Better Beef.
That's a tough fight.
He's smoking on Better Beef pack.
That's what I believe. Smoking. I think body shots all day.
Yo,
all day.
Before we go, because you the first guest.
In the new studio.
We were in
Studio B. They were building A for us, so now we're
still
in
not
A.
Done, but,
yeah, we're not all the way done.
But I'm sure you've had to have somebody like on Zoom or Skype.
Mm-hmm.
But you the first guest in studio to come in with a do-rag. Could we get a wave check?
I ain't got no wave check. That's why I put it on. I couldn't get a haircut.
It's not spinning.
I was trying to get a cut yesterday. I couldn't get one.
Oh, man. It's not
coming off.
It's all good. It's all good. But, yeah, man, if you want, please give out your social media. Let me refresh these questions. Make sure nobody slid in with anything late. And also let me check any super chats in case they might have asked you something here.
We got Bama. Well, you want to do it in order because Bama Bo just.
Yeah, I just want to do questions for him in order, though.
Okay.
Because I know, we ain't forget your big $50 super chat. I just want to give you true love.
I got a super chat for Kenny.
Okay.
Bama Bo says. He says,
Kenneth Sims versus Keith Thurman.
I was like, I don't care. What's up?
You just said you ain't want welterweight, but Thurman
said
you'll take.
I want to go down to 137.
No. You fought
I'm
at
not a welterweight.
But you fought at welterweight for
exactly.
PBC. So then I said, wait, so you're going to stay at welterweight? And he was like, nah. But now Thurman didn't get mentioned. You think Thurman fooled.
But that's the
same
thing.
I think most people fooled.
That's the same thing. Look, he said.
Thurman, though?
I don't care.
Bro, he only lost to Pacquiao. Why people treat Thurman like
this? I'm not treating Thurman like that. I'm treating me like this.
I hear you. You're supposed to bet on yourself.
Yo, I told him the other day because we was arguing about Jared Anderson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Jared told me about a heavyweight that offered him some strong.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
He got mad. I seen
me
him post
Jared
it.
In the house together.
Yeah, so I
he's going to come with me, too. He ain't wake up, though.
Oh, damn.
I'm
we got another show tonight at 4 p.m. Y'all
yeah,
should come back.
I'm going to text Jay. But I told him because he was like, yo, it's invaluable. And I'm like, yo, the reason that even came up was because people were saying that Devin Haney's overpaid. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, you cannot tell the next man what they worth.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just like you can't tell Devin he ain't worth the millions he getting, you can't tell Jarrett that said heavyweight offered him too little money to spar. Like everybody.
I just think because
I've done that before, like in the past.
You turned down sparring?
Yeah.
With big names though? Because that was a big name. It wasn't a popular name.
I mean, yeah, he told me the name.
It wasn't a pop, but that was a great name to get work with. Like, people be talking about this dude like he's that dude.
Yeah, but
I seen him fight.
Yeah, me too. I seen his last fight. I wasn't impressed.
I saw he's all right, but
That's another reason to go get that work and see where you at.
I mean, we know where he know where he at. I know where he at, so it ain't really like.
I get it.
He's far with the champ all the time, like,
yeah, but that's one look. That's Fury. Like, that's you. It's good to get other looks. You see, that one look gave him mad confidence, though, and his name bubbled after that.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
His confidence always been there.
Yeah, it been like that.
That's good though, but it his name bubbled after that. Like,
yeah,
spawn with Fury and Fury putting it out there, Bob putting it out there,
especially because. And I saw some of that spawn. That was that. You know, Fury coming out, yeah, Jared without a doubt gonna be heavyweight champ of the world. There was rumors that he had dropped Fury in camp, you know, in spawn. So definitely took him to another level. But yeah, we're gonna get Jared on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Let's wrap up. Kenneth, let me get your social media so we can take this picture with you real quick before our next interview with Jeff Mayweather.
Okay, social media, everything the same. Kenneth Sims Jr., Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything.
But we're gonna take a quick intermission and take this picture and come right back to you guys with Jeff Mayweather.
Here.
Bandera Roja, David Benavidez.
I'm the boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tarlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, have a fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavidez.
Yo,
this brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do. I got a lot of power, too, and I go punching so much that I don't get tired.
Here's a jab. Leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow, too.
The big Charlo want to get it, too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me because he's a pussy. That's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com. I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant. At the end of the day, I'm not nobody's friend. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out. If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name.
In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me. And I pick me all the time.
Finish him.
SPS promotion.
I'm the boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
When Benavidez gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavidez.
I'm the boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tarlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, have a good fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavidez.
Yo,
this brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do. I got a lot of power, too, and I go punching so much that I don't get tired.
Here's a jab. Leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow, too.
The big Charlo want to get it, too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me because he's a pussy. That's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com. I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant. At the end of the day, I'm not open to friendly.
I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out. If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name.
In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him. SDS promotion.
I'm the Booty Man, and I'm coming to get you.
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
I'm the Booty Man, and I'm coming to get you.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tarlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, hell of a fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
You think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavidez.
Yo,
this brother right here, I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do. I got a lot of power, too, and I go punches and munches. I don't get tired.
All right, all right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now joined by legendary trainer Jeff Mayweather. Thank you for getting up early, Jeff. I know you've done this before via Zoom and Skype, man, but it's definitely a pleasure and a treat to have you here in studio. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Thank you, guys.
No problem, no problem. So how's it been, man? Talk to us. I know that you've been traveling a little bit, right?
Yeah, I've been doing a little traveling. I was going to Colombia.
Oh, wow.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But now I'm trying to stay in the States for a little while. So I just left Dallas. I had a guy fighting there. And looking to be busy coming up soon.
So who were you training in Colombia?
I have a fighter that I train here. His name is Robin Ellis.
Okay.
He's 6-0 with 5 knockouts. He's, very good young fighter.
Nice, nice. And what division?
He's in between featherweight and junior featherweight.
All right, featherweight definitely getting a lot of attention these days. 126, even up, you know, 130. Definitely where some of the big fights are taking place. What else do you have going on, man?
Well, I mean, I got a whole lot going on. I mean, I'm working on.
Are you still doing those classes you were doing during COVID?
No, I'm not. Oh. Unfortunately, no, I'm not doing that. But no, right now I'm trying to do some stuff that's, you know, some stuff that when I leave it, it'll still be here. So, like, I'm working on a book, working on, you know, documentary, working on, you know, that type of stuff.
Nice. So the documentary, is it going to be, like, on what exactly? Your life as a trainer?
It's going to be a little bit about, it's going to be mostly about me, but it's going to be, of course, contribute my brothers and my nephew, and, you know, a little bit of everybody, but, and I'm actually getting it done by somebody that's very good at what they do.
Okay, so you can't announce that yet?
No, I don't want to.
But when you say someone, you're getting it done, are they a writer or do they put together documentaries? What is their job title?
Well, she's done major movies.
Okay.
So.
Perfect. And do you have a timeline where you want to have the project completed and released?
Yeah, well, I think I want to, of course, before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so I got plenty of time, so.
You must be moving already because that's around the corner. We're already in the third month, so not too far. So in terms of boxing, man, anybody you got right now that we need to know about? There's going to be in a fight? Anything coming up?
Not really, because right now, boxing is kind of slowed down.
You think?
And, well, I mean, in a sense for me, because, I mean, a lot of the guys that I have are, like, they're just starting.
I mean,
I got a lot of young guys. I don't have any, you know, veterans like I used to have, you know. But so now, you know, I got to work. I got to grind.
Yeah.
Now I'm the one that got to make the fights.
Okay, so you're getting them fights as well.
Yeah.
All right. Anywhere in particular?
Of course. We can't go to Colombia right now because of, you know, all this stuff is going on. But Dallas, I'm sure I'm gonna have fights there. Oklahoma, and many other places that we can get. But those are two places that I know we can get fights.
Nice. Yeah, man, the developmental part of the careers of a fighter are probably the best years, man. Do you find more, I guess, joy in the beginning stage, or do you prefer the more established, recognized fighter because, I don't know, things are just easier?
Well, yes, that much is true. I mean, it is a whole lot easier when you have somebody that's established and, you know, already is making their name,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, making a mark. But, I mean, that part is great because it's easier, just like you said. I mean, and it's almost like you're just attaching yourself to somebody that's already established,
yeah.
as opposed to, you know, starting with someone and actually, you know, creating, you know, what you really want out of
mm-hmm.
that person. So, I mean, I like both. Either one is fine with me.
Well, let's talk some current events, man. Like you said, with everything that's going on today, our main topic outside of our two guests, yourself and Kenneth Sims, is obviously the fact that the Canelo-Dimitri Bivol fight may be in jeopardy due to this war that's going on with the Ukraine. Obviously, you know, Bivol is a citizen of Russia, and the mayor of Kiev, which is Vitaly,
right.
he's calling for Canelo not to fight Dimitri because he is Russian and he doesn't feel that, you know, any Russian should partake in sports. Some of these sanctioning bodies are not sanctioning Russian fighters. The BBFC and the UK are not licensing Russian fighters. What's your thoughts on Canelo fighting a Russian? Does it matter to you?
I mean, if we're at war, I mean, it's kind
but
of...
But are we? It's them, right?
I mean,
so I'm like, I don't know why people are mad.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. When something this big happens, I think everybody is a part of it
mm-hmm.
at some point because you never know that it could be us in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially because, I mean, we are also a part of, you know, we're the allies with, you know, a lot of these other countries, so... Yeah, so, I mean, we could be in the war as well. But I think that I just think that if, you know, I mean, if these guys want to fight, let them fight. I don't feel that this should stop boxing and stop a person's livelihood.
Me too. I felt like by excluding every Russian in the world because of what Putin is doing, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe that in this day and age, that's what we're doing. I mean, I was saying before you came, that's what we go through as men of color, African-Americans.
Right.
Like, we're racially profiled, so we have to pay for the sins of everyone else. And it's like, why should Dimitri Bivol not make the biggest fight, the
right.
biggest check of his career because he lived in the country?
Right.
You know? Crazy, man. So are you interested in that fight outside of the politics? Like, do you think it's a dangerous fight for Canelo? Is he challenging himself moving up to 175?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Wow. You've seen Bivol fight?
I've seen him fight.
So you're not impressed?
I'm not saying that I'm not impressed. I just think that Canelo's better.
Hmm. Is it just a thing where the Canelo, he's like, obviously not like Floyd, but where Floyd was at in his career where
exactly.
he's just too good and we can't see people beating certain people beating him?
Yeah, that's pretty much where it's at. I mean, with me, because I mean, I think extremely, extremely high of Canelo.
Hmm.
And I do think that he's the best fighter in the world right now.
Oh, wow. So then you're not in agreements with your nephew, Floyd, who feels he's ducking Benavidez.
Well, I mean, that's, that's some personal stuff. Him and Floyd, they're always arguing, you know. So, I mean, he has his own opinion, you know, and he has his own reason for having his own opinion. So, I mean.
Do you think that the resume of Benavidez indicates or gives any reason for Canelo to avoid that fight?
I do think that Benavidez would be his toughest fight. And, I mean, I do think that, you know, he does have a chance of beating Canelo, but I still would give Canelo the edge of beating him.
So, okay, you think Benavidez is the toughest fight, not Artur Beterbiev, the unified champ that just beat Marcus Brown at 75?
I don't know him.
Oh, wow. Oh, you didn't watch that fight with Marcus Brown?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't know nothing about him. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, he unified with Vozdek, right? And he made him retire. That dude retired after that fight.
Yeah, we haven't seen Alexander Vozdek since, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, nobody
he's, what, 17-0, 17 KOs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's about to fight Joe Smith Jr.
For the third belt.
For the third belt at light heavyweight, and that's the one that retired Bernard.
Thing is, he's 36 to 38, one of those two.
So he's older.
I still feel Canelo could pick him off. He got put down by Callum Johnson from the UK. I don't know if you've heard of him. And he got put down by a guy I never heard of, but I watched the fight on Showtime, Jeff Page.
Yeah, he's already 37.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's the right time for Canelo to take this dude out. I think he could take him out. The thing is that his 37 is different. He does only have 17 fights, so it's not like he's shop-worn unless it's amateur. I mean, he's got a big amateur background. He's Russian. But he can't get a fight sanctioned, right? He's from Russia.
If he's from Russia, he can't.
He lives in Canada now, but that's what I'm saying. That would be unfair to him for someone to tell him, look, you can't unify with Joe Smith because you used to live in Russia.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's crazy, man. It's crazy. I got Ruin of 504 in New Orleans. This says, is there anything that modern boxing coaches get wrong when compared to their old school counterparts?
Well, see, there's too many people get caught up in old school. And, you know, me, myself, I don't care nothing about old school. You know, I mean, I do what I do. And, I mean, I guess I'm in the present,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I mean, and I don't knock old school coaches. I just do what I do. I don't try to judge nobody. I just try to be the best coach I can be.
Absolutely.
Jeff, I mean, obviously, all the fights you've been a part of, especially, you know, all those years with your nephew and just being in the sport as long as you've been in the sport as a fighter and a trainer. What are some memories that, you know, certain memories fade, but something with you that you'll take to the grave, a boxing memory that will ride with you forever, whether it came as a fighter or a trainer?
I don't know. I mean, to me, I guess, is just giving back to, you know, to the younger fighters. I mean, and I'm not just, like I said, I'm not just a trainer. You know, I mean, I'm like more like a life coach because I look out for my fighters. You know, I'm not just there to hold pads and or just, you know, just there to train them. You know, I mean, I'm trying to make their life better, you know, a whole lot better, you know, physically and mentally.
That's what's up. I got Mr. Adore on Patreon that says, will the Mayweather Boxing Club in the new EA Sports Boxing Club game, along with yourself and your brother, Floyd Sr.? So will the Mayweather Boxing Club be in the new EA Sports Boxing Club game?
Sorry, that me.
Yo, I know that song. I don't know it, but I feel like I've heard it in movies, right? Like
it's like a TikTok trend these days, yeah.
It's Justin Bieber.
Oh, it's Justin Bieber. I felt like I heard it before. So do you know if the Mayweather Boxing Club is going to be in the new boxing game? Along with yourself and Floyd Sr.?
Well, I know that myself and Sr. is going to be in the boxing game. I don't even know if Floyd Jr. is going to be in the boxing game. I mean, everybody's like, you know, they're sitting at the edge of their seats not knowing and nobody knows yet until he decides, you know, to make that decision, you know, public, you know. But
Is the gym going to be in it, or is it just you and your brother?
As far as I know. But what's funny is that you mentioned gym. Getting ready to open a gym. Not really opening. The gym is already open. But I'm going to be the face of the gym, and it's going to have my name on it.
Oh, yeah? So it's your own Jeff Mayweather gym?
Yeah, it's the biggest gym in Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In Dean Martin.
Okay.
770 Dean Martin in 304. Damn.
So it's open already?
Encore.
Nah, take the call. Don't worry about it. It's a podcast, man. Take the call. Take the call.
I ain't taking the call. I'm going to put the phone down. It might keep breaking. But no, it's a gym that's already been established. And but we're going to have a new grand opening for the name change. March 6th.
Congratulations.
Day before Canelo.
May 6th.
May 6th. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And also, it has so much there. It's not just boxing. It's boxing. It's taekwondo. It's judo. It's MMA. It's strength and conditioning.
So it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it's like about 18,000 feet, square feet.
Wow, that's big. Sheesh.
What?
That's definitely big compared to most boxing gyms. They're like so small.
Yeah.
What brought that opportunity? Like, how'd that opportunity come
about? Yeah, did you always want to have your own gym?
Actually, is funny you asked me that too, because actually I had a friend of mine, a doctor that I used to train. And I mean, we're still friends to this day, but I used to train him at his place that he stayed. He had a condo right on the strip. And so I used to train him in the gym there. And he always said, "Jeff, you want me to get you a gym?" I said, "No." I said, "I'd rather just go to somebody's gym and make money out of their gym."
Yeah.
Right. And I have to deal with, you know, the headache of having to worry about somebody trying to steal or somebody doing this or that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted that, you know. And so, I mean, in this situation, it's perfect because the situation is already there, and I don't have to monitor anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, I think that the guy that owns the gym, basically, he wanted to talk to me about it, and I guess he just really wasn't, you know, he was kind of a little nervous about asking me about it. And then one of my friends that worked there with him actually came to me and said, "Jeff," he said, "we want you to be the face of this gym." And then I said, "Yeah, I'll do that." But I didn't want to be, you know, in charge of all this other stuff.
The day-to-day operations, man. Yeah. You want to be left alone to do what you got to do, train your fighters, and go ahead and come as you please.
Yeah.
I get it.
Jeff, just curious. I want to take it back a little bit, obviously, to when you were a fighter, you know, had some memorable moments in your career, and I'm just curious because this is something you had a fight that ended in like the first or second, it was the second round, and it was declared a technical draw, but it was due to a power outage.
Yeah.
Due to a power outage in North Las Vegas. That was at the Silver Nugget.
Yes.
What can you remember about that that moment? That was back in, what, 95? I wasn't even born yet. What can you remember about that moment? That's something that we don't really see a fight
in. Man, he wasn't born in 95.
I wasn't even born either.
I was born in 96. But, you know, that's something that we don't really see just in sports in general. Off the top of my head, there's one other sporting event that I can remember that was just delayed due to a power outage. It wasn't even, you know, they didn't come to an end. What can you remember about that?
Well, I mean, it was very funny because it was like we were actually, you know, in the ring at, you know, actually fighting. And the power went out. And I guess we both were just throwing punches. And I don't
Y'all throwing punches in the dark?
I couldn't even see him. And so then once the lights went off, then we were fighting, but then we actually stopped. And when we stopped, the lights came back on. And then we were supposed to fight again, and then the lights went back off, and so they ended up canceling everything.
That's crazy. I got Coach Myers here in Connecticut that says, I want your take on these fantasy fights, Spence versus Crawford.
That's a very, very tough one to call. There was a time when I had, you know, Spence outright, you know, but I mean, since, you know, all these setbacks and, you know, all this time off, you know, it makes it a little tough. I mean, and Crawford has already proven that, you know, he's a damn good fighter as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, it's a pick 'em fight to me. I mean, I'm still not sold on, you know, who's really better than the other one. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. And would this Ugas fight, does it give you everything that you need to see out of Spence?
I think that Ugas is a fight that's a very, very tough fight for Spence. And, I mean, I think it's going to be tougher than a lot of people think. And, I mean, I lean towards Spence, but I still wouldn't be surprised if it could be an upset.
Hmm.
What's another fight?
So are you calling for upset or the surprise of an upset because you're not sure that Spence is 100%, or do you think that Ugas is just good enough to upset?
No, I think it's because of what happened.
Okay.
I mean, Spence was the highest one on my list, you know, in the beginning. But, you know, when you keep having setback after setback after setback, no one knows, you know, and sometimes even he don't know, you know.
So, we had the same question, right, going into the Danny Garcia fight because he was coming out of the car mm-hmm. accident. And he made easy work of Danny Garcia. Do you think this is a bit more severe given that, you know, it's an eye injury? It seems like, especially in combat sports, fighters don't typically come back from eye injuries like that, especially not the same. You think it was more severe this time because it was the eye injury?
No, I think it's more severe because it came right after
the car accident.
So you're talking about two different things, but it happened to one person.
Mm.
You know, and I don't really consider the fight with Danny Garcia, because Danny Garcia was really no threat,
mm-hmm.
and Danny Garcia basically came to survive. He didn't come to really win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I saw. I mean, that's me speaking honestly, because I mean,
no, that's about right. Yeah. I ain't gonna say he ain't come to win because, but I get what you're saying. Like, that phrase in boxing means he wasn't letting his hands go and he was in survival mode, and that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So that still didn't give us a chance to really see the Errol Spence of old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the other fantasy fight is Canelo versus Charlo, and I believe that's Jermall Charlo, obviously.
I think Canelo.
Why so simple for you to make that decision when so many people believe Charlo is the guy?
Well, I'm just not them.
So is there something of Charlo that you see that Canelo takes advantage of, that he's too vulnerable at, or is it again just Canelo's dominance?
I just see right now that Canelo is basically the best fighter in the world. And I mean, and not to say it, but it's almost like when Floyd was the best fighter in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're the best fighter in the world, you don't pick I can't pick anyone
against you.
Exactly. I mean, that's just like, well, you could have bet against Floyd, what, 50 times? And how many times you going to lose? 50.
Jeff, I got to ask, because I'm a firm believer in this, but obviously you being a fighter and a former fighter, trainer, being in the business, you would know more. I've always felt that losing to Floyd was one of the best things to happen to Canelo's career.
I agree.
Unlike, you know, the 40, what was it, 48 other men, because he only had one rematch, the 47 other men that Floyd fought, I felt that Canelo learned a lot, and implemented that, obviously alongside Eddie Reynoso, but that has been implemented into his game. Have you seen that? Like, when you watch Canelo fight, have you seen him try to take a few things out of the Mayweather boxing book?
Of course, but, I mean, Canelo's a great fighter, and a great fighter would never admit to him, you know, trying to emulate Floyd. But, yes, I see a lot of Floyd in Canelo. You know, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Like what specifically?
I mean, basically the way he moves. You know, I mean, Canelo's never been, you know, in the beginning, he wasn't that solid a defensive fighter, but now he moves his head. I mean, he got his own swag, but, you know, I mean, you still can see that he's been working on a lot of different things that, you know, and what I see is a lot of Floyd in him. You know, and it's not necessarily the exact same, but I think that he still took a page out of his book.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, Floyd was at the top of the game for many, many years. Canelo holds that top position right now. Who do you think is the future of the sport? A lot of young talent, you know, in the Shakur Stevensons, the Devin Haney's, the Gervontes of the world. That's just the lightweight division, but you got fighters like Jerome Boots Ennis at welterweight. You got guys like
David Benavidez.
You got guys like Jared Anderson at heavyweight. Who do you feel like is going to be the or it may be a handful of guys, but who do you think is going to be the future of the sport from what you've seen?
From what I've seen, I think probably Ennis.
Mm.
I think that this guy is a complete fighter. I mean, great offense, great defense, great puncher, you know, and he's fearless, you know. And, I mean, he's going to be a tough fight for anyone. And I think that as he grow and as he develops, and once he gets those big fights, and if he gets past those big fights, you know, I mean, he's going to become a star. I mean, a huge star.
Mm. The other fantasy fight is Shakur versus Tank.
that's a great fight, but Shakur is gonna have to fight a perfect fight because all it's gonna take is one for him to go to sleep. So
Tank ain't put everybody out.
He put everybody out, but when his hand was, and that's the only time when his hand was hurt.
You're right. He did have a hurt hand in the Isaac Cruz fight. But it was two fights, right? Two.
Yeah, but the other was like a 4 or 6 rounder. Mm. It was early in Gervonta's career.
Okay.
But since becoming champion against Jose Pedraza, Isaac Cruz is the first fighter to go the distance with Gervonta Davis.
Yeah, with an injury.
Wow. That's a pretty long streak. I didn't even realize he had that many knockouts straight.
Yeah. So
they should have been. See, and this is the problem, you know, with promoting. Why weren't they saying that? The way that they were saying Wilder had 10 title defense, they need to say Tank's on his 15th knockout. That's what helped Edgar Berlanga. People know him because they kept counting each knockout out loud to the public.
Gervonta's 26-0, 24 knockouts, and it was like his 8th fight.
Okay, so he was tied with Crawford. Damn. So Crawford takes over.
It was his 9th fight. No.
I think Crawford has 9 fights as well, 9 fight knockout streak.
No. Well, now he has 0 because his last fight was the decision against Cruz. But I'm saying it was his 9th professional fight. So he went, 14 fights?
Oh, wow.
14
See, they should have been saying that because Crawford gets a lot of hype for that. He's like on a 9-fight knockout streak.
Yeah, so obviously, like I was saying, it was the 9th fight.
Yeah,
so
Crawford's been knocking people out since John Molina Jr., bro.
So
straight.
From Gervonta's 10th fight to his 25th,
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, 24.
That's 15.
KOs. Yeah, so.
That should have been like a tagline of every fight, like, will he get the next KO?
How big of a superstar do you think Gervonta can be? Obviously, because to me, in the United States, to me, Gervonta is the biggest draw. Like, when it comes to a drawing power and attraction, to me, in the United, like, not in the United States, but out of the American fighters, to me, Gervonta is the biggest draw when it comes to, you know, bringing people out and people tuning in to watch him fight. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's like a small version of Mike Tyson, you know? And I mean, I think that also even that same type of background of people that he generates, because, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he came from the hood and, you know, and they come out and support him, you know? And I mean, and
they do.
And he, and basically, and he puts on a show.
It's a spectacle. When
no,
you're
it,
out
it,
there
it,
fights,
it,
man.
I've been to a lot of fights, man. I'm telling you, Tank is on the level of Gennady, Canelo, like those fights. I've been when Gennady sold out Madison Square, I was there. You know, it's and I like Tank's crowd better. You know, but I'm in a city. I'm you know,
right.
So I like that crowd better. You know, it's more entertaining for me. And it's better on my eyes for sure. So I definitely like that. Yeah, I definitely like that Tank crowd. But I got another fantasy fight here. Fury versus Usyk.
Fury.
Hmm.
I mean, I think even Joshua probably could have beat Usyk, but he fought. you outweighed this guy by 20, 30 pounds. Why are you trying to outbox him? It made no sense to me.
Yeah, me neither.
You should have went to war and made him, and made him, if he was going to beat you, I mean, he had to beat you with his grit and everything else, because, I mean, if a bigger good man, I mean, he should have just came at him and tried to knock him out, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to outbox you. Look stupid.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bad decisions, do you think he made the right decision elevating Angel Fernandez to head coach Joshua? He's not taking American Ronnie Shields, Mexican Robert Garcia, none of the choices, Virgil Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He elevated Angel Fernandez.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yo, what's the background on Angel? Wasn't he like a strength coach or something? Or am I wrong? I don't want to.
I'm going to be honest, champ. I'm not too familiar
with
him
either. All right. So I got James Benitez that says, why has Tank versus Gary Russell Jr. never happened? That is true, Jeff.
I mean, that may be true, but it's hard to even worry about a guy that fight one time a year.
If that.
But is it that, though? Like, but
no.
Can't we make that one time that time?
I understand what you're
saying.
I mean,
now it's over. Now he lost, and he got to fucking recover from an arm injury.
Yeah. But I just think that.
Yo, Gary is skilled.
Don't get me wrong. Gary Russell is a great fighter as well. But the thing is that it's also one of those fights that is high risk, low reward.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you fight once a year, who knows you? I'm talking about other than genuine boxing.
All right, but this is my thing. Who the fuck knew Isaac Cruz? Them people didn't come to see Isaac. I was at that fight. Atlanta was there to see not Barrios or Isaac. And I went to the L.A. one with Isaac and Atlanta with Barrios. They was there to see Tank. That crowd is pro-Tank.
No, people coming for Tank. But that's true. But those guys were fights that – He should have won easy. But the thing is that Gary Russell was a fight that he's not going to win easy.
True.
So why take that risk with a guy where you're making, when you can make probably $5 million fighting somebody else, or $2 million or $1 million fighting him?
Damn, because it's a good fight. First of all, I'm going to be real. My real reason for wanting to fight is because Gary the only one to talk crazy to Tank. Like,
wait a second. Gary talks crazy to everyone.
He does.
So it ain't.
But don't nobody shut his mouth. And I think he beat that last fight. They robbed that boy. I think they stole that belt from him.
I think it was a robbery.
Man, he beat that boy with one fucking hand.
No.
That was
That's all he used was one hand.
Yeah.
But it wasn't effective.
So you thought he lost?
I thought he lost 8 rounds.
8 rounds?
Yeah.
Man.
You got to go look at that fight again because. He didn't do nothing.
I thought he did way more than something. He was leading with that one arm, and he would double, triple it. Yo, my Thiago sucked. I'm sorry. I'm not a fighter. But God, please don't let me ever get beat up by dude with one hand. That's embarrassing.
What I'm saying is this, though. I mean, I'm a Gary Russell fan, and of course, I wanted him to win. But I'm being honest. What I seen, I didn't see him do nothing. I mean, he already threw no punches. The only thing he threw was a jab. You can't win a fight with just a jab alone, unless you do something. I can't say you can't win with a jab alone, but what I'm saying is that you still got to have something more than just a jab.
It's an unfortunate situation, man, because I don't know that he would have lost that fight had he not took it with a shoulder injury. He told us he had the injury.
But that's his own fault. You got to realize, if you don't fight, you don't defend your belt like everyone else does. That means you can't put out of a fight.
Yeah.
You can't put out no fight, no matter if you injured.
Because your year is up already.
Yeah, you did, so he did that to himself.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate because, he talked crazy to Tank. I mean, he called him all type of shit.
But he talked crazy to Tank. He talked crazy to Crawford. Yeah. Devin. Yeah, he talked crazy to everyone. So
He do. Somebody needed to put some hands on him.
He wants to fight everybody from middleweight down.
It's true. Yo, he was really out here trying to get a Crawford fight.
Yeah, I know it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man, that was a good one, Jeff. He says, so James said he feels Gary Russell Jr. wins easily back then, not now because of the arm, you know what I'm saying? He says he almost felt Tank's been in protective custody from the big names.
Well, it don't make no difference. Whoever you put in front of him, he knocked them out, didn't he?
Yeah, but not the names that they want.
Well, I mean, those names are coming. Those names come when the money goes up.
Mm.
I mean, it's a business. So
he's been making money for a while. This is going to be his fourth straight pay-per-view in March now.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Still, you can do if you're a pay-per-view star, you can fight whoever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you want me to fight like the names like Devin, the names of other guys that people think that can really beat me or got a chance of beating me, pay me. You know, pay me a whole lot more than you pay me for fighting
Cruz.
Yeah, Isaac Cruz and whoever else, John Jones.
John Jones.
Whoever, you know what I mean. Yeah. I think John Jones might beat him.
Yo, ain't that your MMA guy?
Yeah, man.
We do want some of those 35-pound fights, though. I do want to see. Have you ever been to a Devin Haney fight?
Yeah, I used to train Devin.
No, but been to a fight.
Yeah.
So I think those crowds need to mix. Devin bring them out, too. It ain't as much as Tank. Obviously, Tank brings a lot of people out. But those two audiences, man, they need the mix. It's going to be a party that night. They got to pick the right venue for that fight, too, man. For real. I know that Las Vegas pays the site fee, but, man, that sounds like a great fight for Atlanta. Devin Haney and Gervonta Davis?
That'd be a good one. No matter where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Should be on the street.
But now that I got you, since we had Devin's dad here, he's on record saying that Devin put hands on Floyd. What fight was that for that he said? Do you remember?
Connor?
I'm not even going to answer that shit.
So you don't think it's possible?
Do I think it's possible?
You trained Devin.
I trained Devin, but yeah. But I know what Floyd can do, and everybody know what Devin can do.
But you also a trainer, so you know that everybody has a good day in sparring.
Put it this way. Okay. First of all, the title was given to Devin. He didn't win. He didn't fight for it. No, I'm just keeping it real.
I mean, Loma ain't want to fight him. He don't want to ask for franchise. He went to the convention.
I don't care, but what I'm saying is still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in all these fights, since then, I still haven't seen the Devin that I know. I know how talented Devin is. I haven't seen it yet.
What you mean? We've seen some. I mean, the first six rounds of the Linares fight, that boy looked like Floyd.
Yeah, but
no, the first 9.5 rounds.
No, it was the six because he was standing from the outside. After six, he got aggressive and tried to knock out Linares. But the first six, he was just outboxing out of him. I mean, he was pulling back, and that left hook was just like, phew, he was on point.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, but what I'm saying is still, I have seen Devin look, you know, like you said, look like Floyd, look maybe even better than Floyd sometimes. Mm. But the thing is this, is that at some point, still got hurt in that fight, right?
Yeah.
And then...
But Linares is a puncher.
No. But what I'm saying is this. Then, also, the first title defense he had, he didn't look good. And then he had the fight with the older guy.
Gamboa.
He didn't look good.
I thought he looked good. He just ain't knock him out.
I mean, I feel like he didn't lose a round to Gamboa.
Yeah, he didn't knock him out. That's all. People want... I told Bill don't take that fight, let me tell you. He called me. I said, Bill, don't take that.
Mm-hmm.
If Devin don't knock him out, they're going to keep talking about he doesn't have power. Plus, Tank just fought this dude and knocked him out in the 12. Don't take that. They took it, and he ain't get the knockout.
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong. And I mean, Devin's not going to get a lot of knockouts. You know, but
you don't think he'll start getting older? He just grew an inch. He was saying he grew an inch.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, I think that Devin is going to be a lot like Floyd. I mean, you know, especially if he goes up in weight, of course. I mean, he hasn't got a lot of knockouts yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is this, is that eventually he's going to be going up in weight. Then he's going to probably get no knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it happens. You know, but I mean, he's still one of the most skillful young guys out there, you know. And I was hoping that at some point one of those fights would be made, you know, when Teofimo was still there, you know, Ryan Garcia was there, you know, and then you had Javante, you know, and so you had all these guys, but nobody's fighting each other.
None of them. You know? I mean, only Tio, you got to give him credit. He fought Loma.
Right.
That's it. Hopefully Devin can get Kambosos.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think now, especially because the talks with Lomachenko was going to get that Kambosos
mm-hmm,
fight.
But he's out in the Ukraine
in the
war.
Ukraine fight, right. Yeah. Fighting for his country. Do you think that now Devin gets that Kambosos fight?
He should be able to get it now because, I mean, of course, Kambosos was locked in on that fight. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot more money. So he was locked in on that fight. But now, of course, I mean... Why not fight Devin?
Jeff, do you think Kambosos is the undisputed champion at lightweight? Or do you think he's just unified and Devin is the WBC champion?
Well, I mean, I think Kambosos is undisputed because he beat the guy that was the guy.
So, but the guy that was the guy didn't have the other belt. That last belt is still there. And it was Vasil who caused Devin to get his belt emailed. Devin would have fought Vasil. It's Vasil. He literally traveled to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
got in front of the board of WBC and asked them to make him franchise. That's the definition of ducking. Like, you don't want to fight this young guy. Cool. I get it. Politics don't say no. He didn't want to fight Devin, who didn't have a belt because he wanted to unify or fight Tio for his IBF, right? That's what happened. You know?
Okay, but, I mean, when Kambosos fought Tio, didn't Tio have all the belts?
Nah, Devin still had the belt.
Tio was a WB after he beat Loma. He was a WB
another
franchise.
Another dude that emailed Mauricio and said, "Hey, if I beat Loma, can I get that franchise status?" That's not even a belt. You can't defend franchise. When it first came out, Jeff, it wasn't even supposed to be transferable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mauricio is just, he fucking up.
I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of these, what you got to realize also is that these organizations just want to make money.
Of course.
No matter what. I mean,
of course.
So they, and that's just like when they created this,
interim, yeah.
That's some crap.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
I mean,
another way to get more money.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't necessarily know too much about that belt thing or whatever, but I mean, I just think that, I mean, far as I knew,
No, I get you, man. You're a different era, too. You come from a three-belt era of Undisputed. So, right. You know, and T.O. is the man that beat the man. Loma was the man, but, you know, there's an asterisk next to it. He did request that status.
Right.
And I asked Jeff that, right? I don't believe that T.O. was Undisputed. I don't believe that George is Undisputed. Mm-hmm. To me, Devin is the WBC champion. You go to the WBC's website, you go to the lightweight rankings, they have Devin's picture as a champion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely
it's an unfortunate situation.
It is, because, you know, for both men, right?
I don't know how unfortunate it is for him, though, because Devin is, you know, he's one of the highest paid at 135. That belt has brought him a significant amount of money and attention.
No, absolutely. I mean, shit, I think maybe the only person making more than him at lightweight is Tank.
I mean, you know, technically, even though Jeff is here, technically Devin is probably the highest paid on paper, because Tank's money is pay-per-view back end. You know, they give him a small guarantee up front. But I got Victor Banuelos, who says, in my opinion, Canelo has a beatable style of fighting. Why do you think no one has been able to defeat him as clearly as your nephew did? People believe he lost the Laura and the first GGG fight, but those guys didn't separate themselves the way Floyd did.
Well, I mean, the reason why Floyd beat him was because Floyd was just better than him. Floyd IQ was way higher than his, and Floyd was better than Canelo, you know? And I mean, and now, I mean, Canelo has, you know, I mean, he's upped his game. And I mean, Canelo's a much, much better fighter than he was when he fought Floyd, you know? And I think that, you know, like I said, I think that he took a page out of Floyd's book, you know, to some degree, not all of it, but to some degree. And now he's mastering. He's the master now. I mean, Floyd's gone, and Canelo's doing all the things that Floyd had done.
Did you ever feel at any point that Floyd could have beat Gennady Golovkin?
Yeah.
Me too. Why your brother was, he put that out there like, oh, he should never fight Gennady. Why? Because it was Senior that said that. He was saying that on every video he could, but I felt like that was a winnable fight for Floyd that would have put him on this just like another level, because, you know, him moving up so much.
Yeah, I think the reason he probably said it because he know that his son can make 160 pounds. If they would have fought at a catch weight, Floyd would have beat him easy, I think.
Yeah, I always felt that way.
I feel like Floyd was already small for 54.
He was.
He was. I mean, he only made 151, I think, was the highest he ever weighed. But, again, Pacquiao was smaller than Margarito. Floyd was smaller than De La Hoya. Floyd was smaller than Cotto. Like, you could still be the smaller man and outbox somebody, especially flat-footed Triple G.
Right. I think Floyd would have beat him and beat him fairly easy, be honest. But that's never going to happen.
Yeah. Too late now.
What do you make of Canelo taking that third Triple G fight? Do you think I'm not really too fond of it.
I am.
I feel like I felt after the second fight, because the second fight was in September, so I felt, what was that, September of 2018. I felt that if they would have fought in May of 19, so, you know, Canelo typically fights me in September, I felt that he would have knocked him out in a third fight 3 years ago. Now they're going to be fighting technically 4 years after their last fight. What's your thoughts on that fight?
Well, I think that, to be honest, I mean, I thought Canelo won the first fight.
Thank you.
The second fight. And
he's going to stop him in the third.
And I think in the third fight, I mean, Gennady's, I mean, he's getting too old now.
He's 39, ain't he?
And he hasn't really been active.
And he hasn't been active on a high level.
He hasn't looked the same like when he fought Derevyanchenko. I'm like, yo, Derevyanchenko won that fight. He just fought his mandatory.
But he looked better in that fight.
In the mandatory fight?
Yeah, Sorimenta?
Yeah, so here's my issue with that fight, right? I had never in my life heard of this guy.
Neither.
Okay.
Me neither.
You're the mandatory challenger for a title. at middleweight. I ain't never heard of you. Yo, Gennady looked gassed. I get that he you know, stopped him. But Gennady looked gassed. He looked tired. Bro, come on. Canelo going to smoke you. He going to smoke you. That's, I don't know. Like I said, I felt like that 3 years ago. Now they're going to be fighting 4 years to the weekend of their last fight.
I still want it, though. Jeff, you don't want it? I think it's the nail on the coffin. Go ahead and knock him out.
Well, I mean.
And his money, it's a trilogy. Like, yeah. Everybody has trilogy. Morales has some trilogies. Pacquiao has some trilogies. Now Wilder Fury got a trilogy. Like, it's part of boxing.
Floyd ain't never have a trilogy.
No,
because he ain't want to. Believe me, Showtime would have paid for another Maidana fight.
the thing is that, though, I mean, realistically, if you win,
what are you doing it again for?
Money?
There's no need for a trilogy.
The money.
But see,
the
Floyd,
network.
Floyd was already getting paid.
The network wants to pay Canelo more than.
I get it, but Floyd never had a controversial fight to where it was like, we got to do it three times.
No, because Castillo didn't go on to win and get back in the fans' good graces. So they could be like, yeah, he deserves another shot at Floyd because it's 1-1. Is what the radical Castillo fan would have thought. I actually went back and watched the first Castillo. I don't think he lost that fight.
I don't think Floyd lost either. But the thing is that was the first time anybody seen Floyd getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so him getting hit turned into, oh, wait a second, he's losing.
Yeah. No, they did it in the Mosley fight. Not to the extent of him losing, but it's like, Mosley lands one shot, and that's all anyone remembers is that one. And it's what he maybe won two rounds in that fight?
Maybe, yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, see, Gennady will be 40 by the time he
fights. I told you, he's 39.
Yes, but he turns 40 next month.
I got one more here from James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas. He says, when and why did you make the decision to make Las Vegas home? Good question.
To be honest, I followed my brother Roger from Grand Rapids to here. I mean, I was.
Oh, I think you did tell me this.
Yeah, I was on stage walking across the stage when I was graduating from college.
Yeah, and he told you to come work with him.
Yeah, and he called me and he said, I didn't talk to him while I was walking across the stage.
But
I did call him. And when I called him, he said, you want to come to Vegas? And I said, yeah. But I didn't know I was coming here to stay. But when I came here, he already had me a manager, already had me a car, and already had me a place to stay. So I was stuck.
That was dope. where did you first move out here? Because it seems like everyone lives in Henderson or Summerlin.
No, actually, I live in some small apartments right behind UNLV.
Okay, so right off the strip.
Yeah.
But that area seems, I'm not from Vegas, and I'm forced to move here, obviously, because of this beautiful studio and this opportunity. but I remember I met Ken Porter by the UNLV. It didn't look bad over there. Is it bad over there? Is it a nice area or no?
I mean, it's like a, I don't know, at the time, it was like a college area. You know?
Yeah.
At that time,
yeah, I felt like, I remember Ken had his Corvette, the black one at the time, and it was just like.
Yeah, but what you met him at the
doors
UNLV
open.
Track?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, I know one thing. I seen B.B. King over there all the time.
Who's B.B. King? Only B.B. King I know is from New York. Wasn't it saxophone player, trumpet player, something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's out here?
He's dead, no.
Oh, because I'm saying that ain't B.B. King's in New York named after him? Where Luke did all them fights at? That's where I met Ken Porter and B.B. King.
He could be.
Yeah, no, for real. Lou used to do fights in B.B. King.
Yeah, he used to live out here. He used to be over in that area all the time. I used to see him.
He died about, what, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, if he was in his 90s when he died. Yeah. Yeah, B.B. King, he was old. He was in his 90s when he died. So imagine. I think he was like 93, 94. So imagine how old he would have been now. He would have been close to 100 by now.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's been dead for a couple of years.
Yeah, he's been
I got Bowen Bama that says, Jeff, you're the best interview and personality. We need you once a week here. What's the price? What's your favorite Bieber song?
I like them all.
Yo, it's crazy because What is the name of that album? I think it dropped it like in 15, where it had that very popular Sorry song. That album I did listen to. Like,
I got that song too.
I listened to that album, all the songs.
Jeff, have you interacted with him? I know Floyd had a
Oh, yeah. Did you get to hold some pass for him?
No, you know what? I never got a chance to actually meet him.
Oh, that
even
sucks.
Even when him and Floyd was, you know, doing that thing together. Yeah. Whatever, I don't know what they were calling it.
They had a friendship.
Yeah. People ain't understand it, and now look where Bieber's at, right?
I found it so funny when Floyd, I forget what fight it was for, maybe one of the McDonough fights, but Floyd, they're in the locker room. I probably saw this on a All Access, right? They're in the locker room, and, you know, Floyd maybe has his hands wrapped at this point, and he asked Bieber, how many followers you got on Instagram right now? And I think it was like, at that time, it was like 30-something million, 40-something million. It was...
Yeah.
A lot more than what Floyd had.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, put the pay-per-view. Post it on your page. Just post it on your page. Tell them to buy the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Like, that moment is just so funny to me because it's like, it don't matter that you about to walk into the ring to fight. Because
he's intelligent. That's what I'm saying. Like
business.
He's thinking that pay-per-view back-end check. The more people buy pay-per-views, business. The more money he makes. And these other fighters, they don't even want to do an interview. You going into a pay-per-view fight, you ain't done no interviews. You talking about you locked in. And right. They don't know how to sell, man. They don't know how to sell. It's crazy to me. It's crazy because Floyd was doing 1.1, 1.5 with Cotto, right? Was it 1.5 with Cotto?
Yeah.
1.2 with some other people.
2.2 with Oscar.
2.4 with Canelo.
4.5 with
And these Pacquiao. Guys, they're happy with 200. 225. It's like, if my idol was doing a mil, I'm not happy. I feel like I'm failing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the checks say. I know I might feel great. The money might. But I'm a competitor. And Floyd was doing a million. Pacquiao was doing a million. Canelo came out of. He ain't been on pay-per-view in how long? DAZN been having him on lock. He did one fight on pay-per-view on how many years and got almost a million, making the heavyweights look bad. Wilder Fury couldn't get past 850. This dude came out of nowhere, did 800. They gotta learn how to sell. And Canelo is selling now with this whole English thing.
Right.
I know you like English Canelo better.
Don't get me wrong. That's most important.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is this, that you have to be the people's champion all over the world.
Absolutely.
It counts, and not just. Because a lot of times, a lot of fighters, you know, Duran was that way. Roberto Duran, he knew how to speak English, but
mm-hmm.
he never spoke English on camera because he didn't want to, make his country look bad or being defiant to him.
That's crazy.
See, and I've been around Canelo for years now, and I'm like, yo, why doesn't – because he would speak English to us off camera. I'm like, why doesn't he do it? And I asked him one time, he's like, I like to do everything the right way. I like to do.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure he could speak good before, you know, he actually spoke out in public. He wants to be confident. You could tell.
Right.
He talked about it with the golf thing, like, you know. And now look at him. Like, his golf average is that of a pro because he's competitive. And that's what I'm saying. If some of these other guys would be looking at their fucking numbers like, they only did 225, let me start doing some interviews.
Right.
Set me up a media workout. Let's go do a press conference. You know what I mean?
Who's bad for that? It's Crawford. He's really bad for that. You know, because
no, he killed his career because of that.
He goes on the stage and he asks a few questions. He said, "I'm out."
Yeah,
and he's just gone. And it's like,
and give you one word answers. Like, yo, Saturday night, title fight is, I'm gonna beat him. And that's it. Just give you the long stare. Like, it's over. I'm going to beat him.
But I hate to say that. Three words.
I said two words. I said one word. Listen, Jeff, that is all our questions. Let me refresh here in case anyone snuck in. But if not, give out any social media. Is that still your Instagram? Because I feel like...
What?
Is that Jeff Mayweather yours?
The real Jeff Mayweather.
Oh, because there's another Jeff with a verified and everything.
There's another Jeff that was gone now. It was somebody trying to bribe me.
Into selling it to you?
Yeah. And
terrible.
I said, no, I'll make another one.
Yeah.
And so I made another one. And then there is another one that's Jeff Mayweather The real Jeff May was a 7. I don't know where it came from. I might have made that, but. But no, it's just Jeff, the real Jeff May.
I see it.
No. Okay, I found it. I found. Damn, man, we gotta get. Who's this other guy? He, this other guy trying to get you. He is another one out there that say Jeff Mayweather with like 51,000 followers.
What?
Yeah.
He got more than me. when they stole mine, I had about 70.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what it was. But yes, follow him at the real Jeff Mayweather. All comments spelled. And he has 13,000.6, so you know that that's the account you should be following. And obviously it says there my old account got hacked. Jeff, man, thank you for coming in.
Let's not forget.
Oh, actually, we did get one from Wisconsin. My boy, Coach Adrian Rowan, says, Jeff, I'm running a boxing gym. I'm 2 years in. Any advice on how to grow your gym into being more profitable?
I don't know. I just got my gym.
Yo, he gave you the advice early. He said, don't buy a gym, work out of somebody else's gym, make all the money. Yo, that's hilarious. Jeff, you're great. Let me see. Somebody text me here what they said. Ask him, J-Mac, why don't you become a Patreon? Trying to cut the line here. Ask him, whatever happened to the British fighter who was sparring Rockman Brothers?
He did.
Oh, he's dead. Shit.
Yeah, he's dead.
Mm. Well, thanks, J-Mac, for fucking ruining the vibe. Nah, but let me...
May 6th, the grand opening.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was told not to disclose this information, but the name of the gym will be the Real Jazzy Jeff Boxing.
Jazzy Jeff.
The Real Jazzy Jeff Boxing.
The name will be... the International Jeff Mayweather Trading Center.
Okay. International.
I like the real Jazzy Jeff Boxing better.
Who told you that? You found it in the chat?
Somebody commented the real Jazzy Jeff, and I'm like, the real Jazzy Jeff Boxing. I like that.
I got Supermax in Plainview, Texas that says, Jeff, who was the best fighter you fought?
Of course, Oscar.
Mm.
I mean, on paper. I mean.
No, but to you, best fighter to you, not on paper.
Oscar.
Okay.
So who do you think? Okay. So.
No, because some guys say, you know, like they, let's say like you.
Like you.
You'll say, oh, I fought Oscar, so automatically we'll assume he's the toughest. But then you'll be like, no, I fought this guy in a club show. Nobody ever seen. He fucking rocked me.
Floyd.
That happened to me before.
Man,
Floyd. Who was it? Because a lot of people feel like Castillo or maybe even Maidana.
Yeah, Floyd says Augustus was his hardest fight, but I don't believe that shit.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe that. I think that just because of who he was and how many losses that he had, for him to fight that good, you know, you give him more credit.
Mm.
You know, because
so
I mean,
it's kind of to the point of you saying how, oh, Maidana, he's actually having success, more success than others. So now Floyd losing in the eyes of the casuals.
I think that is just the fact that, you know, I mean, Augustus was a guy that had a ton of, he had over 20 losses. And for him to stay in the ring, even be in the ring for, you know, make the distance with him, you know, it's almost more of an accomplishment.
For Augustus,
for somebody like a Madonna, the guy that's already in the top 10.
Yeah.
You know, my best fight is when I get a chance to fight a bum.
Yo, they looking for Jeff, man. They looking for him.
Yo, what you mean when you get a chance to fight a bum? Because you look your best?
Yes, I can have fun. That's what I like. Don't ask me about my toughest fight. Ask me about my easiest fight.
Well, Jeff, man, I want to thank you, obviously, for coming on and giving us some time to talk some boxing with you. We appreciate you so much, man. We look forward to getting you back on. I hope, was the ride far?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
About It's about half hour.
What's out of town? What's
he's like
North.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in North Vegas? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So as far
I mean, well, right now too, there's a lot of traffic, the time, people coming towards the strip, whatever the case may be. So
mm-hmm.
I could see that. Because I mean I used to live in North Vegas, so
yeah, well, Gad, if you want to go ahead and walk around, I'm going to get to these super chats. I don't want to leave anybody behind. But, Jeff, man, thank you once again.
Right,
I appreciate you always coming through. I got – we last stopped off at Mr. Steal Your Chin. Oscar – no, this is this is – yeah. Oscar del Torre says, Black Talk not working. Get you some small – stay tuned. We got strippers Friday. Don't worry. All right. We got strippers for you on Friday for the live fight chat. You could join us right here at 4 p.m. Eastern time Friday for a live fight chat and some stripper barmaids and maybe some lap dances. El Sucio says, Buenos dias, TBV. Buenos dias to you, Sucio. And shout out to my man, Chicarelli, coming through with the $100 super chat, basically, because it was $250s, man. So we're gonna give you both of those messages, but I'm looking for this air horn. Drop a bomb on a flex one for him. $50. He says, consider this another housewarming gift for the new studio. Buy yourself a plant. Oh shit. And then he says, wait, did you do that twice by mistake? Because it says the same thing twice for $50 each. I don't know. Hopefully that wasn't a mistake, but we do appreciate the love. We're going to drop a double bomb since it was $250s. I got Kentrell in Phoenix. He says, Ness, did you know that they were not letting Africans escape the Ukraine? Africans are walking to the border and getting turned around. Yes, we heard about it. About 48 hours ago or 72 hours ago, we were talking about on one of these last shows. Big Matthews in the UK says, Wilder Fury 2, 850,000 digital, 300 cable buys in the US. Yeah, I heard that too. I actually heard it was more. I think it was 400 in the US on terrestrial and 850 digital. But, you know, it is what it is. Let me see here. We got... Colorado, Stone Bone Boxing, what up? Your name was slipping me right there.
What up? Yeah, man, shout out to Jeff, man. He's hilarious, man. I guess he the funniest Mayweather, you know. Look, man, this Bivol, they banned the Russian Olympic team, the whole team that year because of the systematic steroid program that was in the Russian. So, but that had to do with competing. That had to do with a competitive edge for the Russian athletes. So that's why they were removed from those games. Even they had to even change the letters of their names to even be in this Olympic. They had to put whatever it was called, like an RO something, whatever it's called, Russian, whatever it was called. But I don't know if we can, for a political reason, do this. How about we go to the UFC when we were running around saying Black Lives Matter and cops killing black people? I didn't see nobody telling UFC fighters, hey, y'all former cops, y'all can't fight. And UFC is littered with former cops. Boxing got cops that run programs that help black kids in the inner city, like Chris Colbert. Should Chris Colbert not be able to fight because he comes from cops and kids? So this
Cut it. I totally agree. C-Dub Atlanta.
Yo, yo. TBV, what's up?
What's up? Good morning.
Shit, ring walk. Man, yeah, I'm glad I came on right after that. Smash the like button. It's free. But, yeah, I disagree, man, because Ukrainian people can't still play. It's not fair for Usyk. It's not fair for Loma. You know, they supposed to have fights coming up. So, yeah, I guess that's where I feel if we like, man, is it fair about Bivol not being able to fight? Well, Loma and Usyk can't, so there you go.
All right. See, the – yo, it's crazy, man, how you being from Alabama and Bo being from Alabama, y'all sound so much alike. Sometimes I'm like, wait, is this Bo? Bo, you should call in right now so we could just – so the world could get to hear what it is that I think I hear. But – once again, the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. If you're on Blog Talk and you haven't pressed 1, that's why we have not gone to you. Using that hands up raise feature, we're going to my Jimbe on Skype.
What's going on, Ness?
What up, champ?
Much, brother. You know, I don't know, man. I kind of feel a certain type of way. I don't think politics should be in boxing. It has enough politics already. That being said, you know, I don't know. It is a lot of money, but there's other fights for Canelo. And if the world is trying to make a statement with this, then yeah, I think they should not allow. They shouldn't be able to be sanctioned, and that's it, you know. But yeah, man. That being said, bro, great interviews. I think boxing is in a great time right now. You know, you go through every single weight division, and there's great fights happening. There's a great fight looking to be made. We should be lucky we're living in this time right now as boxing fans. Great show, guys. Keep it up.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you for calling in. Looks like we're going to James Benitez in Alabama. What's going on?
Listos pe los chingazos. Listos pe los chingazos.
And it's not going the distance. Either you'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight going.
With me getting my hand raised.
SCS Promotions.
Yo, what's up, Ness? You hear me?
Perfect.
Yo, man. Hey, shout out to the interviews that you had today, man. It was some good content that you put out there, as always, man. Yo, man, I'm glad that Jeff came on the show, man. He proved my point, man, that I said the whole time, man. Yo, fight once a year, you know, it's high risk, low reward. Can't guarantee that Tank will win. That proves my fucking point, man.
He said can't guarantee Tank will win easy. Come on.
Come on, man. You can read between the lines.
He said easy. He just said, he's telling you it could be a tough fight, but he'll still win.
Fucking duck, man. Right, you know that.
He literally said, Shakur, listen, he literally, you could tell how highly he think of Tank. He literally said, Shakur got to be perfect for 12 rounds.
Okay.
So how you think he ain't going to pick Tank over Gary?
Shakur ain't Gary, man. That's all I'm saying. Shakur ain't Gary. You know what
you
it
ain't
is,
serious
man.
With that last statement, man. You wilding right now.
At that time, I'm serious, man. I like what Shakur's progression is, man. But Tank ain't had shit for Gary Russell, man. We all know that, man. Other than that, man, I wish that fight would have happened. And Gary would have beat that boy, man. Anyways, man. That's
you crazy, man. You crazy.
Serious, man.
I got to go. Cut it. He wilding, man. No way, bro. He clearly said it's high risk, low reward, and it would be a tougher fight. Or excuse me. You know, a harder fight, more difficult fight. But I got CYP California. What up, Mr. CYP?
Jerry, I want to apologize to Doomy because I could have swore to God in 2018 at the Wilder Presser, I saw him walk by me with a TBV shirt and a camera. That wasn't him. That was Ringwalk. He said in 2018, I swear I was arguing with Doomy like, nah, I saw you. That wasn't him. Dude, I saw you walk right by me. And I always say you don't look like Doomy, but I swear to God, you was Doomy. I'm not lying to you. I was there. Me and my wife and my partners, you had the TBV shirt on, you had the beard, you had the camera, and you was looking chubby. And you was looking chubby. You didn't look no 205, buddy. You looked chubby.
What was this?
For Wilder Fury.
Wilder Fury Presser in L.A. That's where I'm from. I was there. Like, I saw you.
Nah, but the it couldn't have been me because the press conference why do we have the echo?
I don't know.
But the press conference I was talking about was to announce the fight. That was close for the media. You talking about fight week press conference?
No. I'm telling you, I was there. Like, I was there.
at the theater in L.A. Live?
Yes. That's where I'm from. I was there. Like, you don't know my connection to the man, but I was there. I saw you. But I thought you was Doomy because I didn't know Doomy that well. So I didn't say nothing.
But I didn't have a – you said I had a beard. I didn't have a beard back then.
Yeah,
but
he just showed the pic, no beard.
Not that thick beard. It wasn't that thick one. It was like a little stubble. It wasn't that shit.
Nah.
It might have been Doomy, though, CY, because he was there.
Nah, he wasn't there.
Yes, he was.
For the press conference.
But what Doomy was there because he was stood in the same place where we had the rooftop.
Yeah, but that was for the fight, bro. This was like 2 months prior.
Oh, okay. Like y'all talking about – so maybe CYP's talking about – weigh in.
Nah, he's saying it was to announce the fight.
Oh no, I wasn't there.
It was the presser. It was inside the theater. Yes.
Because I didn't even have a stubble back then. I was still in the airport.
I mean, but you was there?
Yeah, I was there.
Well, then it was you because Doomy wasn't there. Doomy was only there for the fight, so it was definitely you.
Man, look,
everybody was there.
Well, look, CYP, man. I know who you was then. I don't know who you are now. But look, man, it's all love. I'm just ready for the people to stop calling me other people. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was in here earlier calling me what's the dickhead from The Hangover? Fat Jesus.
Malinakis? No. What's his name? It's like
Zach.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that guy.
How the fuck you say his last name? Say it in the mic.
Galifianakis.
What the fuck? Doesn't it with a Z?
Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. Okay.
Sounds like a fucking cold or something. The new flu.
Hey, no, CYP, though, I probably wasn't too. I was 205 when I got back from Afghanistan. I was like 3-4 months before the day you talking. So, yeah, I was probably about 215.
I got a Cash App. Anthony Johnson says, fire, 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 fire. Show. Well, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. Let me see. Looks like we got Big Fish Davidian. What is this is my favorite intro, you know.
Shout out to Rue in the 504.
Yeah, shout out to Rue.
Greenwalk has done field work for TBV for years.
For sure.
You know,
4 years now, right?
4 years now, yeah.
4 years.
I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name. I'm bringing the whole church.
SBS promotion.
You win some, you lose some. But you live life of the day.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
In Jesus' name. And we all know God only made one thing for us, and that's my boxing ring.
Yo, what's good with y'all?
What up?
Ring walk. Ness, Heyman. Not much. Just listening to the show. Great interview with Jeff. Yeah, that was fire. I don't know. The whole Bivol Canelo, like, I'm looking forward to that fight now. Like, I don't know. Like, first of all, Bivol's over here training. I feel like, I don't know. I just don't agree with punishing. He ain't got nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
Like, truthfully, he has nothing to do with that.
It's true, man.
And matter of fact, the interviews, he was saying, I have friends over in Ukraine. I have friends in Russia, like, but he ain't got nothing to do with that. And even before Putin decided to invade the Ukraine, we knew that that dude was crazy. So he ain't got nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
So let that man fight May 7th and cut the bullshit out. But that's my call. God bless y'all.
Likewise, brother. Totally agree, man. Totally agree, man. I'm telling you, I went through something similar, obviously not on that scale, but I mean in terms of like the scenario and this metaphor, like obviously, I look the way I look in my high school, and we talking years ago. You know, and that's old. So it
was. When did you graduate? 92?
Nah, 7. Shit is real back then. So, you know, racial tension was higher too. So there was a thing in my neighborhood, in my high school, as blacks against Puerto Ricans or Latinos, period. So, you know, for me, being both, I had to just, like, not side with nobody and just keep trooping. Like, literally have my hands on my book bag and watching my friends beat each other up because, you know.
It was segregated.
They was, but not me. See, you know, I was always at the projects. I was always playing ball. I thought I was going to be Jordan, you know what I'm saying? So I was always cool, you feel me?
Right.
I ain't getting them issues, you know what I mean? And that's all I'm saying. Like, Bivol is over here living his life, doing whatever he's got to do. Something is happening so many miles away with a dude we already knew was crazy. We already knew how Putin was. So it's like, how are we blaming every single Russian for the actions of their president is crazy. That's like blaming Cubans for Fidel.
No, and you know, I think I don't think it's so much the blame. I think right now the issue is that
but punishing,
world,
it's not blame, it's punishment.
Yeah, but
they're trying to punish every Russian.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, if there was no action being took,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't be talking about Bivol. Because it's like, oh, the rest of the world, the rest of the Russian world is able to keep doing what they're doing as far as, like, athletics is concerned. But given that FIFA, the biggest sporting organization in the world, nah, we ain't fucking with you. You know, the rest of the boxing world, you get what I'm saying? Nah, we cool.
I got a Cash App from, is that Spanish? And Mule? I don't know what that fuck is. What is that?
And the, yeah, I don't know, bro. And the Mo?
Nah, because Mo would be M-O, not M-U-O.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
I don't know,
that.
Champ. But he said, you told son he got hamster cheeks. Big If is his nickname. So shout out Big If. I don't know. Did I ever say Anthony Johnson said good morning, TBV? Shout out to Anthony Johnson with
shout
the good morning,
Anthony.
TBV. And looks like we got Abel Garcia on Cash App also. Shout out to him, saving us that 30% Raping You Records from YouTube. He says, in Jesus' name, intro fire, run that bat.
I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out, in Jesus' name. I'm bringing the whole church.
SBS promotion.
You win some, you lose some. But you live light of the day.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
In Jesus' name.
And we all know God only made one thing perfect, and that's my boxing record.
Oh, shit, let me go ahead and ring the alarm.
I'm good. I beat
Wait.
Polly. I left with his belt and his girl.
It's a dollar beat.
Hey, Pop. Rush my hair like that.
And I know all y'all get
all that stuff.
I know you can do it, man.
We got to.
Let's shut that stuff, man. Shit up.
BoxingWiz.com.
Adrian, I went to you with my subconscious.
Hey, what's up?
What up? I was about to ring the alarm, and I rang the Adrian alarm. What up?
You know, so what, are they really going to cancel this fight, or are they just talking
they
about
ain't
it?
They ain't canceling shit, man.
We'll see. Politics, man. Politics.
Listen, at the end of the day, this is how you got to look at this. You see a country getting invaded. And, you know, the U.S. ain't doing shit about it. A lot of people ain't doing shit about it. Basically, Ukraine, they're fighting itself out. So I think that every other country, like America right now, it's all the politics of it because they got to look like they're against it in some way, shape, or form. Not
mm-hmm.
to say they're against it, but they got to do something, you know, whether it be through athletes, this, this, and that. Because here's the thing. We ain't going to put troops boots down in Ukraine and actually help them, borders other countries and help. So I think this is just a political way of covering your own ass. This is the way you show support without actually going in and starting a war or becoming a part of something. So that's just how I look at that. It's unfortunate for the fight, but I think that the money, we'll see if it gets canceled or not. We'll see how much influence there is. Because the thing is, in all reality, what if they move this fight to another country? Then they're going to take a lot of that out of it. But the only thing that would be is the belt situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these bodies coming together. Does Canelo care? Because, like, if he don't have a belt, I feel like that's not as lucrative for Canelo. Like, the belt is part of it. And I just think that Canelo has enough power in the game right now that somehow that belt's going to be available. They're going to find a way around it without getting a black eye. And I think that's what they're trying to figure out.
Cut it. All right, champ. We going to...
Because, you know, there ain't no show
without Info Joe.
Are you ready for our next bout? Let me hear you.
Shout out to the boxing god. The fight starts now.
Give the fans a show and let your hands go.
Puff Puff Pastry on IG. Satisfy that cannabis infused sweet tooth.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, champs. What's up? What's cracking?
What up? What up?
What up? First things first, shout out to the boxing gods. Hey, man, on to the topic. Oh, first off, real fast, great interview. Y'all hit them thumbs up, subscribe. Be doing pound for pound work. The studio looks bomb. Hey, I think Mayweather's toughest fight was Chop Chop Corley, man. He rocked Mayweather a couple of times and brought the dog out of Mayweather. I think that was his toughest fight. On to the topic. I don't think Bibble should be penalized for what his government does. Like, I don't think we should be penalized. I don't agree everything what my government does. You know what I'm saying? We done bombed the whole fucking world. And you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with none of that shit. So I'm riding with Bibble. I think he should still get the fight. If the belt is not on the line, then maybe the boxing guys works in mysterious ways. Maybe we might get that Charlo fight. Canelo. That's all I got, champs. Everybody have a blessed, no stress day. Peace.
Appreciate it, Info Joe, definitely.
Thank you for that, because I'm texting Jeff Peoples, letting him know that we didn't pay the Uber.
I paid it.
Oh, good, because I was telling him to send me some way to electronically pay that.
Oh, Cash App works.
Nah, but if you paid it, you paid it.
So you going to pay them and not pay me.
Bruh, you got to take that up with the show budget. That was going to come out the petty cash, you know. We got petty cash now. We should get matching credit cards, you know what I'm saying, for things like this. Like, you should have been able to pop, put it on a TBB credit card.
Maybe a company vehicle, and we could have a driver go.
Damn, we ain't that big. And the guests ain't bringing them type of numbers. You know, we talking about hourly rate, gas, that's too much.
Car note insurance.
Car note insurance, yeah, that's way too much. Too much.
Gas is pretty hot right now.
It what? Yo, the highest, I don't know, I've read something, so I don't know if it's the highest it's ever been historically or the highest it is in America for this year. But in Cali, it's like $5.49.
No, certain parts they've already posted. I got friends out there. Excuse me, certain parts they've already posted $7.
Wow, where in Cali?
Yeah. $6.89 is what I saw.
Yo, even Supermax in Plainview, Texas, shit used to be $1.94 over there like a year ago. Shit's $4 over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, same out here, man. Bullshit. That's what that is. That's bullshit, man.
Expensive. I got James Payne Lethal, Tennessee. What up?
James Payne is my name, partner, how about you? Standing on my property and I'm gonna see about you. If I come out on my porch, I see you chilling in your wheel. Boy, I hope you know somebody, better be waiting on the pitch. James Payne, baby, see me pissing on the post. If we're playing basketball, you might see me in the post.
Can you hear me?
Perfect.
I apologize for the background noise, but yo, it's me checking in from the great state of Tennessee. It's your boy James, P-A-Y-N-E, Mr. Lethal himself, and you know, like I know the best part of waking up, y'all know the slogan from the 80s, TBV in my cup. Shout out to the TBV alumni, made that slogan world famous. And the sanctioning bodies, the Alphabet Boys, penalizing their boy Bibble for just being born at a place he didn't get to pick and choose. That his mama and daddy hooked up and he dropped out the bottom. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of whack, I think. The sanctioning bodies pick a fine time to take a stance on somebody because of their birthplace. But, hey, what about all this bullshit going on with the multiple titles and the extorting these fighters for money for more sanctioning fees for all of these bullshit alphabet belts? Let's get some reduction in the belts and quit penalizing somebody because of where they born. He ain't got nothing to do with politics unless he's a politician, but that's just my personal opinion. So with that being said, I know the time is probably coming up, and I'm enjoying the show, enjoying listening to the other callers. So with that being said, this is the illest, trillest, dopest boxing podcast in the galaxy. And if you don't know where you're at astrologically, hey, uno, dos, and tres. Yeah, that's the third rock from the sun. La Familia, TBV, James Payne, Lethal checking out.
Shout out, James Payne. Looks like we got another $5 cash app from Big If. Andre might be Bivol's replacement. That would be amazing for fight fans and for Andre if, you know, America or DAZN does take a stance, which I don't think they will. Because it just reminded me, DAZN's owner. I can't.
Is he the owner?
Yeah, let me pull up the article. I sent it to you in the pre-pro. Because the pronunciation of his last name is not easy.
Yeah.
I think it's Blavinkin or something. Blavin? I don't know. We'll see what Jeffrey says.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not talking about Daniel Keenahan.
We talking about? No, that ain't DAZN. Keenahan is MTK.
MTK.
I'm talking about Len.
Len Blavatnik.
Blavatnik. So Len Blavatnik made a bunch of money, and by a bunch, I'm talking billions, from Russian oil. So he made some of his money through a Russian oil company. According to Forbes magazine, Blankovic, or Nick, is Nick, not Vic. So it's Blankovic, is worth over $30 billion. He was born in Ukraine, raised north of Moscow. Blankovic migrated to the U.S. in 1978 for school. He studied computer science at Columbia University and made a fortune selling his stake in Russian oil company, TNK-BP, for $7 billion in 2013. So imagine the interest he'd been collecting off that billions. That's old money, too. My man was fucking... How old was he? He came to America in 78. Sheesh. And he already had $7
billion. In 78?
So that money done quadrupled by now. But... will there be some backlash, you know? Will he? I don't know. Like, he got Russian partners, obviously. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying. I just felt it was, important information, you know? Him being from the Ukraine, obviously having business partners that are Russian, kind of all relative. Boomerang, Coach Myers.
Yo.
Yo.
You hear me?
Yes.
Good interview. Great interview. A little about the Ukraine thing. I know they are looking down on Russians, but, you know, they saw the Ukraine soldiers have that neo-Nazi badges on their helmets. So it might turn out that the Russians ain't so bad after all. It's actually the Ukrainians representing that Nazi bullshit. But that's all I got on that. That's my call.
All right. If you're on Blog Talk, if you're on Skype, I'd really appreciate if you use that hands up feature. This way we don't have any dead air playing intros for people that are not available. I know everybody is a blue collar. You might be working, you know, you might be running, putting in some miles, doing some work, whatever it is you're doing, I prefer not to have dead air. So looks like I got JT in New Orleans. What is up?
So actually, you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
that
come
comment.
On, come on.
No, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
I'm killing this mother. Why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. You have a problem, turn off your station.
I'm the best ever.
Yo, what up, Ness? You can hear me?
Perfect.
Yo, yeah. Great interviews. I didn't hear the name of that first caller, but he looked like he in plug with a lot of people.
Kenneth Sims.
No, he said the caller. The caller.
Yeah, I think he meant interview.
Interview.
Yeah, he meant interview.
Yeah, also, it was all right interview with Jeff Mayer. I think he a little biased when it come down with his opinions and stuff like that, but I guess we all are and stuff like that. I disagree with a few of his topics. Or his answers, would he rebut it back to you and stuff like that. But everybody got their opinion on it. Besides that, what the show was about, what we was talking about?
We basically talking about Vitaly Klitschko basically saying he doesn't want, we shouldn't stand by and allow Dmitry Bivol to get a fight with Canelo because he's Russian.
I'm staying out of that because I don't know too much about that. But I'm just gonna go back to listening, man. That's all I got. All
right. Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's fair for a lot of people not to take a stance. I'm usually a guy that I don't like getting involved in politics. Just not my thing.
Me and you both.
Yeah, it's just not
my
thing,
bro. I hate it. You know, now with this and then. I mean, when I was in Afghanistan the last time is when that stuff popped off in Iran and whatnot. Bro, people asking, I don't even I've wore the shirt on the show a couple times. And like Marshawn Lynch said, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Look, mm-hmm. I was just here to do my job. So definitely don't like to get involved into that. You know, just into the whole politics and all that stuff.
Totally with you. Looks like that is Seattle, Washington, Mr. PBC. Dom, what's up?
Bivol, Premier Boxing Champion presents
Mr. PBC.
Anybody think they see some flaws in my game? All out.
Hey, Buzz, stop crying. Join the team.
Paul Heyman is a blessing to the sport of boxing.
The sun is shining. The chick stays shining.
Fuck Top Rank. Good job, Al Heyman.
Last time I checked, unification's Trump mandatory.
Because Paul Heyman and PBC offered me something bigger.
Show me. I guess I'd be like everybody else and say, Al Heyman, I can quit my job now, baby.
SCS Promotions.
CBC, baby.
Yo, we good.
What up?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I can't wait for this fight to happen. And if it doesn't happen, we should get Loving Russia from Loving Russia with Better Beef. I think that can actually happen. Better Beef is getting old, and Bivol's always wanted to fight Kovalev, and Better Beef's obviously dominated him in the amateurs. Or if this fight doesn't happen, I'm cool with Joe Smith, too. Joe Smith is still a reputable dude. His fight was canceled with Better Beef. But I really think Bivol's the guy. I like how he's been training, how he's fast on his feet, his toes, too. I think they should really think about, you know, Canelo's mix, Bivol's mix. I mean, Canelo could be part Russian, Bivol part Russian, too. But at the end of the day, Bivol looks like an Asian dude, so let's keep it 1,000. But I can't wait for the fight, man. Good interview with Jeff.
Hold on. What is Canelo mixed with?
Irish in his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think he's mixed with? Like straight Mexican?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, okay, well, That's wrong. Oh. But yeah, man, that's my call, man.
Y'all silly. all right, Dom in Seattle. Thanks for calling in. Now, again, I'm not sure that the rest of the people there do or don't know how to use the hands up feature, as that's something new we're trying. But I'm pretty sure that my guy, Brandon, knows how to use it. So you must be busy. I think that's going to be it. Let me double check any super chats and we can go ahead and wrap up. Make sure that you tune back in tonight at 4 p.m. West Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern time, for our flagship show where we'll be discussing a bunch more topics, news and notes, and all this weekend's fights, making our previews and predictions. And you never know who's going to be in studio, because it is Las Vegas, baby.
And let's not forget, and let's remind everybody, tomorrow we will be doing the live, we will be having the live broadcast of the Fight Stars 109
mm-hmm.
card in Mexico, exclusive in Mexico and Latin America to ESPN Knockout, and exclusive to us here in the United States.
That's right. So don't forget to tune in right here on TBV YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. And I just want to remind you, there'll be strippers Friday.
There will be strippers.
There'll be strippers.
Tiny Friday. Ones, but they'll be here.
Peace.
All right.
Yo, why are you dying to give it away? He dying. He gave it away. Why we can't let the midgets be a surprise?
Hey, bro, everybody in the chat earlier was like, we already know they're strippers. I mean, they're midgets.
How they know? You let it out the bag.